Focused.
Good morning. We're back with episode 331. I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is the Unfocused podcast. And, well, it'd be nice if I looked up which Pokemon 331 was, right?
Yeah, it's Cacnea. And he is the spiky boy Pokemon.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay. I was like, oh, shit, that's weird.
Freestyling here.
I was like, that's weird. Spiky boy Pokemon. He is the, oh, wow, cactus Pokemon. Oh,
damn it.
Lame.
I should have gone for the obvious.
Cacnea. Mm-hmm. Not Cagney.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I was right on
Ninja
the
Ninja Turtles. You know, you dirty rat. You don't. Oh. Anyway,
that's Splinter's favorite.
Ignore me. Yeah, that must be Splinter's favorite. They all just look quiet, like, what the fuck? All right, so if you couldn't tell by that little interaction right there, we don't rehearse this, by the way. This just happens to work out every time. You couldn't tell by that little interaction, this is a nerd podcast.
We talk
about video games, comics, animes, movies. Yeah, you know, that's how real we are.
We do it live.
Every week we talk about whether we're going to, you know, write some shit down and, like, you know, rehearse something, and AJ's always like, fuck it, we'll do it live. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Words are hard, we'll just do it live.
Yeah. So, that being said, you know, we usually start this off by telling you what we've been up to. So, AJ, what you got for your Unfocused week, man? What you been up to?
So I got Tetris Effect. I'm not sure if I talked about that or not yet.
You talked about it. You did, actually. You talked about it a little
time?
Bit. Yeah.
Okay.
You can talk more about it. Well, you like it anymore?
It's fucking, yeah, it's awesome, man. I went ahead and bought a PS4 controller for it. Because PS4 controllers, apparently, you can just plug them into a computer and it works fine. Except when it takes over your audio and it becomes, you know, audio jack on the controller itself. But once you get over that thing, you know, it's pretty good. I actually like the feel of the PS4 controller, the DualShock 4. I thought it was called the DualSense. I think the new one's called DualSense. But yeah, I bought a controller for that, and I beat it on normal mode. So I might go back and do it on hard mode or challenge mode or whatever that next mode is.
This is Tetris Effect, right? Tetris Effect?
Yeah, you know, yeah, Tetris Effect. You know what's
crazy
about
it,
too?
The one made by the guy who made Luminous, right?
Yeah, exactly. This is Tetris on Luminous. What's crazy about it, too, because just like Luminous, you know how, like, when you finish a song, it kind of, like, transitions into the next one, so all your pieces stay the same, but everything just changes, like the colors, the music, and all that, right? So Tetris Effect does the same thing, except that sometimes the music, when the music changes, the speed of the game will change, too. So rather than the new level be a different speed, within the track itself, it can change speeds. And that was throwing me off sometimes, too. Yeah.
That's weird.
I noticed, too, like, it gives you a certain number of lines to break. And once you break those lines, if it doesn't change the track, then it'll change, like, the tempo or the verse of the song you're listening to. This is, like, later levels that it'll start to do that. So I was noticing that. Now it's crazy. And that's when the fucking tempo, the speed would change. I mean, like, it will start up fucking fast for a while, and then I'll reach the limit of lines to break, and then the beat will kind of drop a little bit, and then the whole thing would get, like, a little slower again. And I was like, what the fuck? But it was dope. I'm having a good time with it. It's awesome. So definitely check that out. If you like music, you like puzzle games, you like Luminous, but you also like Tetris, fucking check this shit out.
There you go. Review.
And then
AJ recommendation.
Played. Yeah, I wanted to play Luminous just because, like, I was out. And I was like, fuck, I want to play more Tetris Effect. So I brought my Switch with me and played a little bit of Luminous. I only got, like, a couple of stages in, though. But I want to play Just.
How do you feel about Tetris Effect on? I'm sorry, about Luminous on Switch. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Is it a good version of it?
Yeah. You haven't played it?
No.
The Switch version?
No.
No. You
not
sure?
Even once. I don't think I've even
played
once.
I thought you downloaded. Who the fuck else has it?
Maybe Steve. It's not me for sure.
Well, you can get it. It's remastered, so it's the exact same version of the first version that came out. It's just remade.
Oh, it's Luminous 1 remade? It's not like...
Yeah.
You know what? I feel so spoiled because I really like Luminous Plus. You remember the one that was like a blend of 1 and 2?
Yeah.
I know that that we could never get that again. I understand that, but I really liked Luminous Plus. That was such a good version.
Steven says he has a collector's edition of it. Comes with what the fuck? Give me the vinyl. I was so sad about the vinyl. I think I wanted to get that, but the vinyl didn't have the tracks I wanted. Nothing I liked was on it. I want it Just. Oh, give me fucking Just, man.
What about Take the Dog Out a Walk, man? Take the dog a walk.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah, no one ever talks about Take the Dog a Walk. Yeah.
And there's the other one that I can't pronounce, Maringo, I think, or Maringo.
I think that is what it's called, Maringo, yeah.
Maringo, yeah. I like that one too. And freaking like, give me Shining. I don't even think Shining was on the vinyl. Like I remember when that vinyl came out, I was about to get it, but then I didn't like anything.
I want it. Holiday. Is it the Holiday, the Jamaican one?
Yeah, it is.
That one's dope.
Anyways, I played a tiny bit of Luminous, played some KOF, and some Smash. So we did that, the other day. Actually, you saw us play Smash here on Collision 28 on twitch.tv/Collision28 on Sunday night. But we also did KOF. I like KOF. KOF's fun. I don't know. I think that's pretty much it. Honestly. Oh, yeah. So Digimon cards dropped, right?
Oh, yeah. BT7 dropped. We got it.
BT7 officially drops this weekend, but it came out as a pre-release last weekend. So a couple of card shops got a small handful of boxes and stuff, and also giving special promotion cards. I don't know what they were called. I forgot what they called them. Like the dash packs type of things. I picked up a box for myself. I got some good stuff out of it. I'm kind of happy with it. I'm not sure what I'm looking for right now, but I pulled some good stuff out of it.
Chaos Lucemon, you got two of those.
Which
neither of them you pulled
not
yourself.
Not that I pulled, yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
But I did get a Susanomon, and that's an all art I figured out too. So that's cool, which I want to use. I want to build a... Like, everything in this doesn't help out any other decks I currently have already. A couple of things do help out for D-Brigade. So I got a few cards that I added already into that deck. I'm going to re... Actually, this does help out Shine Greymon, or people make Shine Greymon decks out of this new series because of all the new tamers and the hybrids and all that. So... I'm going to start building one of those pretty soon.
Okay.
I think that's about it for me, though, yeah.
All right. As for me, I got a whole storehouse of comic books of mine and my mom's that were, like, left over and stuff. I'm like, damn, I got a bunch of old-ass comics. I thought I had a lot of comics before. I got more comics now.
Shit.
Like, shit, man.
Leftovers.
Yeah, a bunch of them. And then, so I was kind of going through my old comics. I'm like, I found Avengers Forever, which I was like, I don't know if you remember, maybe like a year ago, I was like, fuck, where are my Avengers Forever comics? I know I had this whole fucking thing, but I can't find it.
I think you did talk about that, yeah.
They're all in this fucking bag right here. I'm like, oh, cool, they're all here. I really want to read it because I'm sure this story is going to play in. It already feels like it's playing in a little bit to the whole, like, whatever's going on in Avengers, you know? It's about Kang the Conqueror, you know, hunting, going through time to find the right team of Avengers to help him save the continuum of time. Because some shit's going wrong. And he's like, I need the Avengers to do this, but I need to get the best Avengers.
Damn.
So I'm going to go through all of history and find the best ones and put them together to make a makeshift team. And then that's what he does. You know, he gets a bunch of random Avengers that have been there throughout time. I think there's like two Hank Pyms. There's like a giant man and a yellow jacket because he's had like so many different fucking... forms and costumes and shit. They end up getting two Hank Pyms, Giant Man and Yellow Jacket.
He just made a team of Hank Pyms, right?
No, that would be funny. That would have been funny, though.
He's the best Avenger in every fucking universe.
They got some weird-ass Hawkeye that's not wearing a mask or nothing. He looks like an old-school archer, but it's Clint Barton. And I'm like, where the fuck you find this Hawkeye? I'm like, but anyway, yeah, it's pretty cool. I really feel like it's going to play a part in the whole MCU going forward, because I feel we're going to start seeing Kang more often. Anyway, other stuff, Splatoon... And playing that, man, it's so annoying. You know, same thing as always. Some categories, I get great teams, and I'm in S2 in fucking tower control, right? Why am I in fucking B+ for the fucking, carrying, you already know what it is, right?
Yeah,
it's the fucking blaster cannon?
Blitz. For freaking Rainmaker?
Yeah, for Rain, no, it is Clan Blitz.
Clan Blitz?
No, yeah, it is Clan Blitz. I'm in fucking B+. I'm like, how did I fall from A+ to B+ in a single night?
Wow.
Like, and bro, there was one time I'm like, I'm not going to be the one that fucks this up. I'm going to be the one that kicks ass. And I was blasting motherfuckers left and right. I had 30 kills, bro. I've never had 30 kills. We still lost. And I'm like,
it's a damn shame.
I did everything for you. They're all dead. Just run it. Like, all you got to do is run it. Yeah. Just run it. They're dead. I'm like in their territory fighting them and killing them, you know, as they come back. I'm like, what more do I have to do? I don't get it. Anyway, so I've been getting lucky and unlucky with Splatoon. Yeah. Lucky in some categories, unlucky in other categories.
What up, Reason?
It's the R-E-4-S-O-N.
Yeah, Reason.
Reason with the JTV shit once again.
Damn, still repping JTV. And, so that, Splatoon, Smash Brothers, as AJ mentioned. I've been playing a lot this past week, so I was pretty up for it this week, and we played, and I still didn't win. That was too bad.
And I was like going through my Switch, and I actually found some videos of like you know, you can save shit, and I have a couple of cool highlights of me playing Splatoon. I was watching, and I was like, damn, that was fucking sick.
Is it trippy, like, watching some of them when you're really on a roll and you don't feel it, and you go back and watch, you're like, is that me playing? And you're like, yeah. What the fuck?
Like, I was defending that fool there? Yeah. Like, yeah, like the one I watched, like was me, like, freaking clearing the path for the Rainmaker. Like, the Rainmaker dropped, and the guy was coming through, and I was, like, clearing the path.
Murking everybody.
Front, fucking throwing shit, killing people left and right, freaking shooting off my special, like, for, like, all thing, and then freaking clearing the path. And then the freaking guy was behind me just, you know, getting whatever's left over and just fucking pushing through. It was cool.
Damn.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than when you get either a really good team, or just you yourself are on fire, and you're just like, man, I can get anybody right now. And you do. Yeah. You just keep killing everyone, and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's crazy, too. Like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die right now. If I pull this out perfectly, it might work. And you end up doing it, you're like, oh, shit, I'm alive. What do I do next?
Yeah, right? What's the next move? Yeah. I feel like that's how you get good eventually, is by, like, having an imagined goal, and then one day you actually hit that goal, and you're like, oh, shit, now I need to think about what's next after that. Yeah. You know, like, for real.
Yeah, I feel like that would happen to me in that moment, too. Like, I was like, fuck, I'm going to die here, but let's kill things, and I killed everything. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, let's keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, I do love Splatoon. That's a good game, man. I can't wait for Splatoon 3.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was excited for it, but, like, after seeing that trailer and, like, just realizing how much fun I still have with Splatoon 2, I'm like, man, I'm ready for Splatoon 3. Let's do it. They gave the right amount of time, because they announced it, like, a year and a half ago, right? Did they announce like
about a year ago, yeah.
I remember I was like, it's too soon. But now that we're actually getting to the time where it's actually coming out, I'm like, that's the right amount.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I feel like it was good. I expected it way later, but it's coming. Now, like, everyone's been playing Elden Ring, yeah.
I can't get away from it, bro. Yeah. It's on all my feeds, all my news. I'm like, I don't care. I don't know.
All the podcasts listen to, all the the YouTubers, Twitch streamers that I follow, like, are all talking about it.
Man, see, this is why we should hunt down a third co-host that's into all the other shit we don't give a shit about. You know what I mean? That's tough.
That is.
But yeah, Elden Rings, apparently that dropped finally. I know people have been waiting for years for fucking the next Elden Rings game.
This is supposed to be one that's made by the dude that did freaking Game of Thrones.
George R. R. Martin?
Yeah, like supposedly he wrote the story for this and like that.
So it's probably going to be
pretty good. And it's kind of based off Dark Souls or some shit like that, too.
Oh, that's fucking cool. Game.
Yeah. So that's kind of like the hype behind it. And I guess apparently it's good, too. So people have been loving the shit. So, yeah, check it out. Reason approves. He gave it one exclamation point in chat.
at least one. Okay. And I think other than that, I didn't really do too much else. Video games. Oh, I rewatched all of Defenders with my girl because we'll talk about that later. But we didn't know if it was coming back. You know, so we just powered through all of Defenders. Mm-hmm. You know, she had already seen Daredevil 1 and 2, Jessica Jones. She watched like six or seven episodes of Luke Cage, which is basically where I told her, like, you're good right there. Yeah, because season one, just it starts to fall flat after a while. Mm. Like, I loved Luke Cage. I think that's why it was so disappointing. I felt like it had such a dope ass start, and I was so into it for like six episodes, and then I felt like it just went, you know, with Diamondback. I don't know. I still like Diamondback. I think that might have been it. Anyway. So she watched like seven episodes of that, and I'm like, all right.
It's only eight episodes or some shit now.
No, Luke Cage is like 13.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, Defenders is 8. Defenders is 8, all of them are 13, dude, which is way too much. Like, even Jessica Jones, which was sick, when I was watching it with her here and there,
damn.
I was like, damn, I don't remember this shit happening. I'm like, and you know why? Because like, this doesn't matter. This isn't important. So they have like whole episodes of shit. It's kind of character building, you know, shit that you don't really need to know, because they just had to fill the 13 episodes, you know, and that's why I feel like Defenders, story-wise, is a little bit more concise and a little bit, like, to the point, you know?
Speaking on that real quick, too, on those episode numbers. So you're saying right now, like, because all those, I'm remembering now, too, all those earlier episodes, or earlier series, Daredevil, Jessica Jones and all that, Luke Cage, were all, like, 13 episodes each season, right? Except for Defenders, right? Right now, when we're watching these Disney Plus shows, I'm always surprised. What the fuck? It's only seven, eight episodes? Yeah. Six episodes sometimes?
Yeah. Six to eight. That seems to be the number, right? Six to eight, six to nine.
Yeah. Sort of. And I always want more, because I'm always expecting like 12 or 13 because of Netflix.
Because of Netflix.
Yeah. Is that something that we should stay used to? Or like, you think it's enough to give us like six to eight episodes
honestly,
of these Disney Plus series?
I agree with you in the way that like when you only get six to eight, you're kind of like, fuck, there should be more, or there should be one more. But, you know, when you get to 10 to 13, like in that range, it just starts to be too much. Like, even if you don't think it is, 10's even sometimes good. Yeah. But the show has to be really good for 10 to be good. Mm. You know what I mean? And I feel like these days, as I realize, like, I'm watching stuff that I really like, towards the end, like the last two or three episodes before the final episode, starts to get kind of like, okay, we're kind of slowing down a little bit now. And then the last episode, it picks back up and all the cool shit happens, you know? Mm-hmm. I kind of felt that with Boba Fett, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
With the exception of the Mandalorian episode, obviously. Mm-hmm. That was
spoilers, pretty... yeah, but yeah. Oh, I finished watching that. Oh, I watched some other shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, more shit. Okay, well, let me finish. And then you can finish your part. But, yeah, Defenders, I feel like this number that they've had with... No, you know, the number with WandaVision was perfect to me. 9. WandaVision and What If were 9.
Mm.
I think that's the perfect number.
I think that's a good number, yeah.
Yeah, it's 8.
Even with WandaVision, I still want, like, another episode or something. But, yeah. Like, I wasn't mad that it was, you know, as long as it was, though.
So. What If, also, I could have done with one more, but yeah. I was like, you know what, that's fine.
Which they had another one, though, right?
Actually, you're right. Like, we were supposed more, right? to get 10. You're right. We were supposed to get 10. We got one short because of the pandemic, right?
I don't know what it was.
I think the pandemic, they weren't able to, like, finish that last episode, and they were like, you know what? Fuck it, we don't need it. But they did. It's funny is we are gonna get that episode in season 2, which is like, they already. What's the point now? We already did it. Like, yeah, anyway. But yeah. So that's the thing. I definitely feel like Defenders served more of a plot advantage to only be 8 episodes, because I feel like things happened a little quicker than the other Netflix shows, you know?
Tai Chi brings up, too, he's also saying that, you know, people were complaining back in the day that 13 episodes was too long. But he also says that Disney Plus shows are like 30, 45 minutes, where Netflix were also like an hour long. So maybe that's the other reason why those 13 episodes felt like so long, because they're hour-long episodes.
Tai Chi's even more right than he thinks, because some Disney Plus episodes are 20 minutes.
Yeah, some are freaking shorter, too, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Maybe they know how to manage their time. I think also since the Marvel shows now are actually movies broken up, because that's what they were saying.
Like it, yeah.
They were saying like they just basically made movies without a time limit, and they're like, well, we'll break it up into episodes later, and we'll figure that out after the fact. Like,
I also feel like, too, with these Disney Plus shows, well, with the exception to a few of them, especially the ones that are coming out, we don't need any character development. You know?
Right,
We knew Wanda and Vision. We knew freaking Hawkeye.
We know their deal. We know,
Yeah, so they can just jump into it, so...
You know, that's true. So that they can focus on all the side characters rather than developing the main. We already know the main.
Yeah,
like that's pretty crazy.
Falcon Winter Soldier too. Like, we know them. We know what they're about and all that. So they can just throw us into a story, introduce us to the villain real quick, and that's good. So maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. Anyways.
But yeah, but rewatching that Defenders, it was good. You know, man, the problems with it is the show's better than I remember. Let me start by saying that. So I don't want to just like talk shit about it straight up, but. The problems with it are almost more pronounced now. Fucking Sigourney Weaver being in there and not doing anything.
I forgot about her.
I'm just like so like baffled by watching it. Like, why are the hand listening to this bitch? I'm like, she can't fight. Like, she can't fight. They talk about how she never gets her hands dirty. She's not a martial artist. She's a fucking executive. I'm like, why are you guys listening to her? Why is she part of the hand? And the more I'm watching it, like, I'm just like, I don't understand.
The more you're questioning it.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's weird. Even when that part where, you know, she's got Iron Fist in a room with all these board executives, you know, and they're all, like, older people and shit, and you're like, and they all break out the fucking ninja weapons and shit, you're like, oh, shit. By the way, I forgot that happened. So I was surprised when that happened and watching it again, you know? And I was like, why didn't she break a weapon out? You're the lead. Or you're, like, I can't imagine that you wouldn't be able to fight, you know? It's just weird.
That's how Boshi is, you know, don't even just fight.
I guess. Yeah, it's just weird. And the other thing is Iron Fist, man, just being such a main character, like being basically the main character of it. Like, the hand wants Iron Fist. The hand needs Iron Fist. They're all basically trying to defend him and protect him and keep him from doing stupid shit. And I'm like... That's whack, man. Like, watching it again, I don't like that. Like, it drags the show down, you know, because he's so dumb, you know? But other than that, I know it sounds like a lot of complaining. Other than that, the show's really fucking good, man. I really like how they interact with each other. I like what they're all doing, like how all their stories are interwoven into that plot, you know? Like,
Yeah. I kind of want to go see it again. I guess we'll be able to pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, very soon you'll be able to see it, which I was afraid of. Our boy Tai Chi says, I can't ever talk about Defenders without... how badass Luke Cage takes out Soande. Oh, I know. The white hat. Remember the guy that like was good at pressure points? Oh. I know. That was the most badass thing you never saw on camera. I was like, that was so dope when they fucking kidnapped Luke Cage. And you're like, oh, fuck. They kidnapped Luke Cage. And he fucking comes back with that full tied up in the truck. And you're like, wow. That's fucking crazy.
Oh, man, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I agree. That's the only time I never complained something happened off screen. Because it was a big shock when that truck rolled back up. They're like, fools that kidnapped Luke Cage are back, you know, and then like he's driving it, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, yeah, don't kidnap Luke Cage, man. It's not a good look. It doesn't work out very well, apparently.
That's funny.
I guess that's it for my focus week. Oh, one last thing. You know those big-ass X-Men books I bought written by that guy, Ed Piskor? Like, they're all old paper and shit, and they're, like, big-ass storybooks.
Yeah.
I finally got the third one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet, but I have it. It's called Extinction.
Damn.
It's got Wolverine on a cross. I don't know the story that this is concerning, because this is actually finally outside my X-Men knowledge. I think the second book was... Halfway through the second book, it was getting outside of my X-Men knowledge. But this third book is, like, I don't know anything about this era of X-Men, like the 80s, basically. So I'm pretty hyped to read that. And that's my Unfocused Week. Cool. AJ, you realized you had something else that you didn't mention?
Yeah, that I did watch some other shit. I think there was three things, and I'm only remember two right now. You said you were watching something. I was like, oh, yeah, watch that. Oh, yeah, Mandalorian. Or not Mandalorian, my bad. Boba Fett.
We wished it was Mandalorian.
But I finished watching Boba Fett. Interesting how with the ending last couple episodes, that was... interesting. And then My Hero Academia, half of the last season is dubbed on Hulu, so I got to watch that first half.
Oh, you watched it in English?
Yeah, I've been watching it in English this whole time.
You know, I forgot that. I think you did tell me that. I just forgot that. Okay.
Yeah. And then fucking crazy. I wanted more, but it was more like school stuff and then training and all that. And
So did you get to the part? Wait, okay, hold on. I don't want to kill anything for you. What did you see last?
Deku's communicating more with the other shit, and he got a new move out
okay
of it.
How far are you into that? Because I think we're actually almost on the exact same episode. I'm in Japanese still, obviously, but we're in the same spot.
Yeah, what was the last thing that happened? It's right around there. He just got that new move.
The Black Whip?
Yeah, the whip, yeah, and he kind of broke out like during the exam shit going on, and that had ended already.
Okay.
I'm like right there, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I'm like maybe three episodes ahead of you. Maybe three. But we're you and I are really right here now, so we're kind of like in the same place.
They're about to go back to go hang out with other heroes again. That hasn't happened.
That's where I'm at.
About to go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Okay, okay. I've seen a few episodes of that already.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Do you know who they're training with, or not?
Yeah. Yeah. So I know freaking Hot Ice dude invited both Deku and what's his name Bakugo to go train with
Endeavor.
With Endeavor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
So I haven't seen what happens there, but he invited in. Like, hey, did you do this with me?
Right.
And so that should be interesting. I think Bakugo and Endeavor would kind of hit it off pretty good.
You know what? I think not.
It could go really good.
Either they're
going to
hate each other or they're going to be like best friends. Yeah, like, exactly. For sure. I know exactly what you mean. It's one or the other.
Exactly.
Okay. So now that we're at the same spot, do you feel like they got to bring All Might back? Because there's a big like argument online. People are saying like they got to bring All Might back into the story. Because I guess whatever's going on in the manga, he don't have his powers back still. Or he's not, you know where he's at.
Yeah.
Apparently he's still there. Right now where the manga is.
I don't...
And people are feeling like that they're hinting that he is going to get his powers back or that he should. What do you think as a fan that you've seen as much as I've seen right now?
Nah, I kind of like where they're at now where like he doesn't know what's going on anymore. He's like, oh shit, this is out my fucking wheelhouse now. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not sure what you're dealing with right now. I never made it this far. I kind of like that he's separate now and now that like kind of Deku's on his own.
Yeah.
But I want them to discover more about what's going on, and I want them to somehow contact... It feels like the Avatar state, dude, thinking about it now.
Yeah, now that I was kind of actually waiting to talk to you about that a little bit, because I didn't feel like it was like the Avatar state until he started trying to master the Black Whip, and he talked to that other guy, and I was like, oh, you can fucking talk to them? I'm like, did you guys learn from Avatar? I thought that, too. I was like, did you guys actually learn from Avatar?
I just
thought
about it right now.
Yeah.
How do you think about it to right now? That's crazy.
And, like, the more he understands about that person, the more he gets... control the... I'm like, sounds like Avatar shit.
But he said master how to do it like on his own though, you know, because he kind of just happens to him, right? Kind of like when Aang first, you know, was starting out as the Avatar. Like shit would just happen to him. He didn't know how he got there. But later on, he mastered how to go into the Avatar state and talk with people. So I think that's what we need next. So I don't think we need any more All Might. I think I'm fine with him not being around. But yeah, like, we'll kind of see where it goes from there. Also, too, like, with this series, too, like the last few animes I've watched have, you know, you kind of have an ending to it. You kind of know where it's going to end.
Yeah.
And you kind of just, you know, waited for it and then it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, I don't know where this is supposed to end.
That is a plus about My Hero Academia. I don't know how big this is going to get.
Yeah.
Where the villains are going to stop, what their goal... I know what you mean. Like, and they even captured the ringleader already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously he's still talking shit. But, like, he's captured. Like, I'm like, okay, so... I know, obviously, one day they're going to break him out, but right now, I don't see where this is going. I agree. That's kind of why it's interesting.
It kind of reminds me of Naruto, where, like, you know, you weren't sure where things were going to go, and then when you think it was getting to a point, like, you learn new shit, and you're like, oh, this is way bigger than what we thought.
Yeah.
And then it branches off, and then eventually they all kind of grow up, right? And then they have their own problems, and yeah, so I feel like that's what's going to happen with here, is like, you know.
I think there's going to be a time skip?
I feel like we might get a time skip or something, yeah, later on down the line, or at the very least, we'll just go with them each year. You know, I
mean, I'm down. Until they're adults.
Yeah, exactly. Or the, out of high school, at least, or out of the, you know, UA and all that.
Can I tell you something I heard that's not really a spoiler, but it's kind of something you don't know is going to happen yet? I don't know. Like I said, I'm only a few episodes ahead of you, so this thing I heard is kind of ahead of me, even. Should I say or should I not say?
Go ahead.
I heard they start dealing with the American superhero code.
Oh, okay, that's
like
cool.
Like one of the other countries.
Is All Might from the U.S. originally?
They don't say, but I feel like he is.
Yeah, because
he
so
says
too.
A lot of random English things, and they say that the American superheroes are a thing.
Yeah, and they even said, like, oh, yeah, I thought you were in America. What are you doing here in Japan? You know,
yeah, someone brought that up
a couple times, and then his attacks. Have like fucking Delaware Smash. Well, yeah, it's Deku's, but like,
Delaware Smash and Detroit Fist and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He has shit named out their American cities and
all. Yeah, what was his biggest punch? Is it Texas something or other? Right?
Texas something rather. Yeah,
yeah, it's like his ultimate punch. I can't remember what it's actually called, but it's Texas something. Like his ultimate punch.
Maybe just Texas Smash or something like that. Probably.
It might be. Yeah, I was like, damn. You know, that's true. So he's and he wears red, white, and blue with a big ass star.
Exactly.
His chest.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think he's an American.
I didn't even consider that, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because he has my favorite line in all of, which you don't watch it in Japanese, so it doesn't work. But in Japanese, there's a moment where he coughs up blood and he says, "Shit, god damn it." Like, he says it in English, and I'm like, oh, that's fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
Like, it's
funny.
So good. I don't think you could see that. I don't think they would do that in the English one at all. But
yeah. That's funny. And then other thing I watched is Comey Can't Communicate.
Just you watched it, huh?
Yeah.
You're ahead of me now. So, what do you think?
It's pretty cool.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's one of those comedy slash like almost like romance animes.
Yeah. I'm like four or five episodes in, so I'm sure you could kind of figure out where I'm at. She's already told him she wants to make 100 friends or whatever.
Yeah. And you're kind of meeting all the new other characters now and shit like that.
Yeah, that's like getting her friends.
Yeah, I like the stories. It's cool. Like how they're just progressing through like school year and all that. Eventually they get to summer and they have fun at summer and all that. So that's cool. One thing I like about it, though, that I realized is that every episode isn't technically a whole episode. I feel like you're getting the actual manga chapters.
Yeah, I feel that too. Like they kind of fill up some time to make it feel like a chapter and not because
later episodes you'll get like a story and it'll end and it'll take you to a whole new story within the same episode.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I feel like they're doing actual manga chapters.
See, that didn't happen where I'm at so far.
I think you'll notice it eventually because every time there's a new chapter, it'll give you like a slightly different like frozen screen and it'll say something different up top.
Oh, so they're very clear that this is this chapter and this is this chapter.
I feel like that's what they're doing.
Okay.
I never read the manga, but I feel like that's what it is. I think so I kind of like that too. They're not trying to blend chapters together and make it one episode. They're literally just kind of translating every chapter and putting them into an episode, you know,
right?
Rather than blending chapters together, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, it's kind of short, but it's just a fun anime right now. Like, there's nothing crazy going, nothing serious going on. It's just, you know, this girl that they're trying to get her to get friends and help her communicate. You know,
you know what's funny? This is the show I was looking for when I first started watching Yu Yu Hakusho.
What
I was like,
mean?
I just wanted like a high school show that was maybe a little supernatural, a little fun, but like just this is a high school show, you know? And that's what it was at first in Yu Yu Hakusho. And then slowly it started evolving into the bat. I wasn't mad because I was like, oh shit, this is actually my shit. I just didn't think that's what I was going to get out of this.
True, true.
But Comey Can't Communicate is kind of what I was actually looking for. Just, you know, simple, not too crazy, not too big stories, like just a little.
I get more Fruit Basket vibes in a way. I feel like Fruit Basket is more like what you're talking about right now.
Actually, no, you're right. Yeah,
High school with like kind of supernatural shit going on.
And I think that's why you guys getting me into it grabbed me because Yu Yu Hakusho was not that.
Yeah.
And then Fruit Basket was that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, I like this.
Yeah. But yeah, I get a little Fruit Basket by sometimes too.
You know, you and Carla would really like Honey and Clover, man. You guys should really watch that one. I think you can only watch it on Funimation or Crunchyroll. They're about to be the same thing. But anyway,
I want to go watch more Food Wars, man. Shit, like.
I want to watch more of that too, man. I always want to watch more of that.
I've only seen the two episodes. Cause that's all that's available, like on either Netflix or Hulu. But I think Crunchyroll has everything else.
All three, all four seasons. Yeah.
Maybe I have to go break down that and try that out and just watch that shit.
Are you already a Funimation account user?
Mm-mm. Don't have an account there yet at all.
Damn. Well, maybe you should just borrow my password because I have Funimation. And, well, I'll talk about it in the news. We'll talk about it in the news. It's something to do with that whole Crunchyroll Funimation thing.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, you watched some good shit, sounds like.
Yeah. Forgot. I knew I was doing something big. What do I want to talk about? And it's those things. But yeah, so all those things I just talked about, check them out. Looking good. And then, yeah, want to jump in the news now?
Let's do it.
All right. And then don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/closure28. You can follow us on Twitter, at unfocus28. We're on Instagram and Focus Podcast. Or go to discord.collision28.com to join our Discord. That would be pretty cool. YouTube.com/unfocuspodcast and find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. And go look for the audio version. If you're just bored, you're on a drive, you're playing some games on the side while listening to something cool, you can listen to us through the podcast where you don't have to watch us. You can do that right now. Shit. All right, with that said, though, we'll go ahead and jump into news.
This is the news.
The news.
Right.
News.
The news.
What? Let's get it. All right, AJ, you want to kick us off, or shall I?
Yeah. So I got something from from last week. Stranger Things. We got an announcement saying that season 4 is going to be dropping on May 27th, but we're getting it in two halves. Netflix don't do this shit.
They usually drop it all at once. Bro, I know I've talked about it on the show before, but I'm going to say it again. Ever since Breaking Bad did that shit with season 8, I knew this was going to be a fucking thing. And it's been a big thing ever since that. Game of Thrones did it. Everybody did. I hate that shit, man.
What was the gap, though?
It was whatever the halfway point of the season would be. Yeah, I think it's normally 12.
But what was the wait for that first half and then the second half?
I think it was 6 months.
Yeah, well, this is only going to be like 2 months.
But still, it might have been 3 months.
It's going to be like 1 month, actually, because May 27th at the end of May is when we get the first half. The second half is July 1st.
No, and I get it. That's not that. You're right. That is better. That's not as bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
But it's just annoying that, like, you have to wait for something you know they have because they want it to get more
hyped.
Do
they, though? Like, maybe.
No, they do. It's done. Like,
maybe it's like it's still in production. Like, oh, fuck, we can't fit. We need more time, but we need to release it now. We got a few more episodes to kind of finish.
I think they shoot all that shit together. I could be wrong. Maybe since
that
happened.
Maybe it's all shot, but like just the editing process, the effects and all that, you know?
Well, you know, if that's true, that's because now they're taking that into account that they can get away with it. Because when Breaking Bad had it, they said, oh, we have it all done. We're just going to release it in. And I'm like, really? Like, you just get released in two parts just because? Like, for marketing? That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I don't think they gave a reason why they're doing this or anything like that, but it's what's happening. Maybe it is marketing for sure. But then they also said that the Duffer Brothers, the creators of the Stranger Things, they also said that the fifth season, the next one after this fourth season, will be their final season. So it's finally going to have an ending. They're confirming season 5 is the last season of the series.
All right. Okay, other news real quick. All right, so get this. Manga sales have doubled since last year. And if anyone remembers last year, we were saying how mangas sold, how much was it?
Like, oh, we did have 10 some, times like, some of the figures or something like that.
It was crazy. Like, manga sold like 10 times more than American comic books did or something crazy like that. Manga sales doubled this past year again. Like Jesus.
Worldwide or just in America?
No, worldwide.
Worldwide. And I would have thought that maybe they should have like spiked like that, like right when the pandemic hit. But to be a year after the pandemic hits, that's interesting.
Well, I think maybe that's because of pandemic.
Or maybe that got some new readers.
Yeah.
And then they caught on, right? Maybe
and
that's what it is.
That for sure. And also pandemic culture. Yeah. And also Japan shuts down more often than we do because they still take the virus seriously, unlike us here, sadly. And, you know, every time their numbers spike, they fucking shut down everything for a week or whatever, you know?
So people just grab whatever they can.
And they're like, oh, time to go back to my reading and shit. Yeah. Like, oh, don't got to go to work for a week or whatever, you know? Like, that's pretty dope, actually.
You know what's crazy, too, though, is that I was actually at Target, and I saw manga at Target.
You see, that's probably part of all this.
Yeah,
that's probably part of all this. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. That's
like,
interesting.
Usually you have to go to some special bookstore to even see manga. But, like, bookstores nowadays have manga everywhere. But now Target has manga? I was like, what? So, yeah, maybe that has to do with it. Or maybe they're catching on, like, oh, shit, this shit's fucking trending now. Let's fucking get some manga in the store. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I just thought that...
I haven't bought manga, like, an actual book in forever.
I bought a couple last year for my nephew because I wanted him to read a couple stories. That Chainsaw Man shit is fucking wild, and he read it and fucking fell in love with it and bought the whole series. So.
Oh, shit, that's cool.
Yeah, I just heard it was good. I never read it myself. I just heard it was good. I bought it for him, and he just fucking tore through the whole thing.
I want to find... every time I go into, like, a place that has, like, old manga, I'm looking for Slayers and Yu Yu Hakusho. That's what I've been looking for every single time I walk in.
Slayers mangas, dude? Yeah, yeah. That would, like, be dope to find.
I swear I've seen one time, and I didn't get it.
I've seen them... Dude, back when Borders... Not Borders, Barnes & Noble's was more popular. I used to see a lot of Yu Yu Hakusho shit.
Yeah.
But nowadays, yeah, I don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
I specifically just wanted to buy that. I think I have it already. The one with Hiei and Kurama.
Hmm.
Like, I want to buy that one. Because that shit's... Well, now it is animated. I guess I don't need to buy it. I just have to watch that episode.
You know, I've been, like, watching Yu Yu on the side.
Have you?
Recently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Fucking Kurama got fucking... Like, I know this happens, but he got fucking scary after the whole Game Master thing. Like, I never realized how scary he actually got until, like, just watching it again. I was like... Fuck, man.
It's funny you bring that up. I feel like that taps into why he was able to get into that Yoko power. I know they were saying it's because of how much power he had now, like that he's growing in power.
Yeah.
I feel like it's more than that. I feel like it's because he was starting to feel like
he's like getting the Yoko like personality back or some shit.
I don't think it's just about spirit energy. Otherwise, I feel like we might have been seeing him do this already a little bit. I think it's also because he was becoming more like Yoko again. Mm. And you know, which is, gets answered in season 4 too, when he... He has to choose between, am I going to be Yoko again or am I going to stay Kurama?
Right.
So I really feel like that was part of the whole.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't discovered anything else new in the show yet, but, you know, if I come up across anything else new, I'll bring it up. But I don't remember anything else that hit me. Anyways, moving on to other news.
All right, your turn.
Okay.
Or do you want to go again?
I don't know. What did you just do?
Did I just talk about. The manga sells.
Oh, double. Yeah, you did, my bad. Disney, apparently going to come up with their own little community, or maybe like I forgot to read more into this, but some type of community or something called Story Living. Disney Story Living will be designed by Imagineers and run by Disney cast members. The community will include condos, houses, and water recreation, with zoning approval for a hotel, entertainment, shopping, and dining area. So they literally kind of make it a small town that you can live in.
Oh, that's dope.
Houses and apartments and shit like that, and having actual, like, businesses and stuff like that. Very dystopian, says Cuckoos. Your home is owned by Disney. That sucks.
That is what that means. That is what that means.
That's true, though, yeah. It's like the project they tried in Florida, the WDW, which, what was that? What does it stand for?
Is that where they had a city in Disney or whatever, like where people actually lived and shit? Yeah, like a lot of workers lived there.
I forgot what it called, but it kind of failed in a way. So they're kind of trying to redo that. I think they're building this somewhere like in the middle of some desert, though. Walk Disney World. Well, Walt Disney World. Those typos, yo. Walt Disney World. There's a specific name for that location, though. I forgot the name of it. So that's kind of what they're planning to do. And it kind of reminds me, you know, those old cartoons they used to do? It's like the future of tomorrow something. You know, Tomorrowland is based off the future and all that. And they have all those old cartoon shows like, oh, this is going to be the future. And they show you like random robots and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is now them actually going into that and trying to create that shit, or, you know, kind of stepping into that a little harder. Literally Bioshock Society. Too.
That's terrifying. I don't like that comparison.
I don't know about that, yeah. But if you're interested in more information about this, how it's going to work, how much it may cost, where this is going to be at, storylivingbydisney.com. All that one word, storylivingbydisney.com.
That sounds scary. Living by Disney.
Actually, I think I had the link right here too already. So we can, you got to put in your information. Oh, Rancho Mirage. This is the area they're planning. Where is Rancho Mirage at? In California somewhere. So, probably near Palm Springs, I guess is what it's saying right here. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Palm Springs could use a Disney thing. They would fucking go nuts. There's a lot of poor people there, and then there's like a really rich area right there in Palm Springs. Like, they could really take advantage of Disney shit over there for sure.
I know people are for some reason vacation in Palm Springs often too.
Bro, all the time.
I was like, what's even there?
Dude, you know about, remember I told you about the pop-up Nobu that I did? It was years ago.
Yeah,
that's in Palm Springs, bro.
Right, yeah.
And we were busy as fuck. I'll never go back to it. They're doing it again. They're doing it again next month. And I'm like, nope.
Man.
They already asked me. I'm like, nope. I'm not doing that shit. Nope. I'm not going to the desert
that's
for fucking 2 weeks for no reason. No.
But yeah, this is where this might be at. So I guess look out for that in the future if you're interested. If you're balling and want to buy a Disney house that they're going
to
own.
Move to the goddamn desert.
Yeah.
Okay. This is something that kind of connects with what we were talking about before. But Netflix has paid $2.33 million to Next Games, the developers of The Walking Dead, Our World, and The Walking Dead No Man's Land, which are games that you can play on Netflix, right?
Like, okay.
So they paid them so that they can develop for them a Stranger Things Netflix game.
Yeah, that's been talked about for a while. Like, there's supposed to be some Stranger Things. Is this like...
Well, now they actually struck the deal. Like, they were always trying to make a game for it. Yeah.
Like, but, I wonder if it came out, or is this like a different type of game?
No, this is different. This isn't out yet. Oh. They just struck the deal for this.
Okay, interesting.
They paid them $2.33 million. Next Games and Netflix. Yeah. And I'm assuming that this is going to come out in between the season releases. You know what I mean? To keep the hype going?
Yeah, yeah.
Like season... Huh. First half's going to release.
Oh, you think that's going to be in between the split of the season 4?
Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised if there was... If you played the game, you'll understand some extra story elements in it. Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised if they went that far. You know? So
why not?
I mean, no one seems to be afraid of that kind of shit. But yeah, this is something I found interesting connected to what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Another piece of news real quick. Fast and the Furious 10.
All right, let's do it.
Somebody you know has announced themselves as the main villain of that movie.
Oh, Vin Diesel? No, wait, what?
Jason Momoa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's announced he is the main villain Fast and the Furious 10.
Interesting. What are they going to do with that?
I don't know.
No, no, no.
In other Fast and Furious news, did you know that Brie Larson was campaigning to be part of Fast and the Furious?
Oh, shit. I would have been down.
So she said, one, she wants to be part of it, and two, she's like, everyone thinks she's crazy, but I think I get what she's saying. She's like, you know what's a kajillion dollar idea, though, is the Avengers crossing over with the Fast and the Furious. And I was like, shut up. But she's right, though. They'd make a lot of money off of that.
Is Brie Larson, like, crazy? Like,
she is. She's like...
Kanye crazy, but tamed?
I think... You know what I think she is? I think she's really, like... Have you ever met the odd, crazy nerd girls? We're like, they're really cool, and they say some crazy ass shit sometimes, and you're like, okay, all right, and then I feel like you're nerdier than I thought you were, and I don't think that works,
maybe,
you know, like
maybe too much, like
yeah, like we're
you kind of crossed the line that
exactly
I like, try to stay away from
right where they can't see the divide between things that they would make in movies and things that they wouldn't make in movies, you know what I mean? I feel like that's the kind of like gamer nerd she is, like, and I'm like, Brie, just calm down, like okay, I get it. And she's like, yeah, I'd love to be in a Fast and Furious movie. It would be even better if they crossed with Avengers. I could be in it that way.
Maybe she's beyond our time, you know? Maybe she's fucking...
That's what she thinks. She's like, I'm telling you, it's a kajillion dollar idea. And I don't think she's wrong about making a lot of money. I just think nobody would like it. It'd be bad. You know? You can make it. It'll make money, but I don't think anyone will like it.
It depends how you do it, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any good way to do that.
Let them do a comic you know, about it first and see how it goes. And then maybe in the future, you know, we might see something.
I need to see Dominic Toretto shaking hands with Captain America.
Are you sure? I don't know. I mean,
I need to see it.
Imagine seeing Dominic Toretto shaking hands with Groot.
Damn, mind blown.
Oh, man.
He's like, we are Groot. And he's like, we are family.
Oh, sure.
Did I just break the internet
Damn,
with that right now?
Yeah, for reals, dude. Damn, what did Groot say in the first Guardians?
Yeah, we are Groot.
He said, we are Groot. That's the one word he changed, yeah. That's what he meant to say.
He says that to him, and he's like, we are family.
Yeah.
Groot's like, oh, shit. You know, he tripped out.
Dominic is like, I get it. That's true. Real shit.
Right? Like, I don't need to take classes in how to speak Groot to know what that means. Yeah. You know?
Man.
All right. But, yeah.
Speaking of crossovers, though, you brought this up last episode, too. Justice League versus Avengers.
The comic, right?
Yeah, the comic book that's supposed to be coming out pretty soon.
The re-release of that comic.
The re-release, my bad. The re-release, that's right. One of the comic book store that I go to, the House of Secrets, I follow them on Instagram, too, and they posted about that fucking comic book the next day after the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're behind the Unfocused train. Maybe they watch us. Maybe they're fans.
But what they said was more of a warning, because what the guy said is, the hard truth, however, is this book is slated for 7,000 copy prints. 7,000. That's it.
They're only going to make 7,000 of them?
Yeah. And he said, divide that by 6,000 plus comic book stores worldwide. This book will unfortunately be aftermarket money grab rather than a financial lifeline. Blah, 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 for the Perez family. After printing cause, blah, blah, blah. He's just breaking it down like, you know, here's the stats, here's the numbers. And he was also saying that, you know, if we're lucky, we might get two copies to our store. Maybe even less than that.
Even less, dude.
Less than two copies means one or none.
Yeah. Oh, AJ, that changes everything. Yeah. That literally changes everything. I didn't know it was going to be that limited.
Yeah, and this is a guy, you know, who actually goes and orders the books and all that, so I'm pretty sure he probably knows what he's talking about there.
Fuck, I don't even think you could pre-order it. They probably won't even let you pre-order it. You probably have to be the first one in the store to get it.
Maybe,
you
know what I mean? Like, yeah, exactly.
That wouldn't be fair, you know? Like, yeah. Damn, dude. Yeah. Then what a bitch. Do I want it? I have the copies. I have the individual ones. Do I need the hardback?
Think about it.
I will think about it. Thank you for telling me that. That's good news. I mean, not good. That's bad news. But it's good that you told me that because I really didn't know. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. He said that the House of Secrets has placed a large order for this trade, but he's not expecting to get it all, though, you know, because they only plan so many prints. So, I don't know. Guess we'll see. Check your local comic book store, see what they say about it. But all right. I don't know what's going on with that.
Ghost of Tsushima. So, you know, that game is very wildly popular. Everyone likes it. But one thing to know is that it seems like, based on some testing information put out by Sucker Punch, that there might be a new Ghost of Tsushima already in the works.
Okay.
The only reason people think this was, there's not much to go on, but this one thing makes it feel like it. There's a lot of game testing information they put out and things that make you feel like it. It could be things like this, but this one is very broad. It's about senior combat designers, technical combat designers. That's what they're looking for, right? Could be any fucking Sony game. Who knows what that is, right?
True.
Whatever. But here's the thing. One requirement listed on this job application is you must have played The Ghost of Tsushima.
Interesting, yeah.
So everyone's like, obviously. New game, yeah. Obviously. Like, why the fuck would you need to play that? Like... And there could be
a game like it.
You took the words out of my mouth. There's the only way is if it's a cash grab, yeah. And they're like trying to like get someone else that's trying to make a game like it, and they're gonna just fund it because they know it'll make money.
Yeah,
that's a possibility. AJ's totally right. That's very possible.
We're gonna make a game like this. So if you have played it, that's a bonus. Right. We're not gonna make that game though.
Right? Surprise, motherfucker.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah, I thought that was trippy too. Huh?
No, I mean that's the other option. It could be a sequel. It could be a copy.
Mm-hmm. Other piece of news real quick. Back to Netflix. Netflix, a set that they had in France for that show Lupin, you know, based on the original Thief Lupin from back in the day, ironically got robbed. There was a heist. 20 guys in masks with guns rolled up and robbed the fucking set. Oh, robbed shit. Everybody, took $300,000 worth of things in value, like watches.
Ocean's 20, what?
Basically. But it was like an actual watch. Like, I was like, damn, that shows. I'm like, that's fucking trippy. This is not the first time that happened this week. The set of the Queen's Jewels, which I don't know what that show is. Oh, sorry, the Crown Jewels, which I don't know what that show is. Motherfuckers robbed that set too recently. They stole the actual the Crown Jewels in the story, and a Fabergé egg recreation that was used for that show, and they stole those things.
But just recreations are like.
Well, it's priced. Well, certain props are worth something, especially if it's in the black market, and you know that that's something that they robbed them for, and now it's like, on the black market.
Why would you do that and try to sell it, knowing that you know there's probably the cops out there, detectives.
Black market.
Yeah,
black market.
But like, what's stopping fucking a detective to fucking jumping in the black market and fucking following this?
You don't remember when I told you how the dark web works, do you?
I mean, I know how the dark web
works.
They can't know
you for that.
I guess that's true too.
Yeah, there's no way they could know you for that. If you're doing the real black market, which is on the dark web, they can't get you for that shit.
No, you're right.
They'd have to be so sure that they're watching you. They'd have to be to that point. You know?
There's ways they can do it, but like it's super difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have to be watching you like for weeks, and they'd have to know you're connected to this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, they have to know this is your fucking username up here too. And
right.
All that. And,
right. A lot of things involved.
Yeah.
And
no, I've heard plenty of fucking dark web stories too. So I mean, yeah, that's true. All right. Fine.
So you know, be careful if you're gonna work on a Netflix show, and if not, there's money to be made.
Yeah, make extra props and sell them yourselves.
Damn, beat the competition, right?
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
That's funny. Make extra props and go fucking sell that shit on the side. That's pretty smart, AJ. That's pretty fucking smart, actually. You got a 3D printer, right?
Yeah, true. Go to Etsy. Someone's already doing it.
For sure. Do we have a roundup or no?
No, we don't.
Okay, go on.
Wags has been MIA this year. I don't think he's done anything this year, huh?
No.
He's telling me he has a fucking thing he wants to put together.
What do you mean?
And like he's like, I want to make a video about this one thing. I'm like, all right.
And that's the last thing you heard. Yeah. Okay,
that's the last I heard of him.
All right.
Anyways, so last episode too, we're talking about this Capcom countdown that was happening.
Oh fuck, we didn't talk about that. You're right. Nope.
And that countdown was exactly what I expected.
AJ called it on the show, actually.
Exactly what most people probably expected if they thought about it, like I did, like I brought up. But now,
I will say, I feel like that Darkstalkers guess was a pretty good guess too. But
that's what I was hoping for, so I was kind of right in both ways, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of true.
I really believed it was going to be Darkstalkers, but no.
Street Fighter 6! With a wide, big-ass Ryu, and then a reimagining of Luke, which is the last new character we got in Street Fighter 5.
We just got him.
Yeah, and then everyone's talking about this logo, though.
Yeah, but, you know, like our friend Tunde had mentioned, that's not the logo, bro. That's a placeholder, you know? Because isn't that how it was for the last game? It was exactly like that last game, SF5, right?
I don't remember. Where the fuck is Hose?
Oh, that's fucking funny. Oh, that's so funny. I don't know, man. That's a good question. We should hit him up.
That's funny.
That's a very good question.
No, he actually did hit me up for the Super Bowl. And I was like, I actually got plans already. Diplomats say no, it wasn't it. This wasn't like how the first I don't think they got lazy on the logo like this before.
Yeah.
He's saying this logo is dog shit. Supposedly,
yeah, it's gotta be a placeholder. It can't be a real logo.
That or they hired some intern to make their placeholder or to make their logo, and this is what they came up with, and I'm like, all right, this is cool. But there's also people that like found that there's a similar image to this that's like in like you know, where you can get free pictures and all that. Mm-hmm. They found a very similar picture to this. It's only angled a little bit differently. And it said this is where they got it from. It's exactly the same. It said it's just a little angled. So I don't know how I feel about it. Although I was trying to, you know, theorize around it, right? As we should, right? It's a hexagon, right? Street Fighter 6, so a hexagon, that makes sense. But we also have an MMA character in the game, right? This Luke guy, right?
Yeah.
They fight in octagons, right?
Yeah.
You know, what if they're fighting in a hexagon type of ring now, right? Or what if it is going to be an octagon ring, but this is their way of telling us, hey, it's going to be like MMA fighting now.
You mean so instead of 8-way run, it's 6-way run? Are you talking about that?
That, or what if Street Fighter becomes 3D, yo? What if this is like an MMA? Also,
this wouldn't be the first time. I don't know if you ever played Street Fighter EX.
Yeah, we played EX.
Oh, we played together. Oh, that's right. EX. We drew the tag team shit. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
We've done that, yeah. What if they do that? Or, you know how like there exists games like the UFS games and all that? Those games exist. It's funny, sometimes when I bring up fighting games to people, they're like, oh, you mean like, you know, the UFS games, something like that? I'm like, no. But that technically is a fighting game, right? What if Street Fighter is tackling that market? Let's get to that UFS market, you know? I don't know. I'm getting crazy here. It's probably going to be normal. It's probably like it's going to be a normal Street Fighter game. Who knows? People are also theorizing like, oh, the way they kind of charged up in here, like, you know, the way they're all
sparkling, they powered up.
It looks like they're charging up in different type of colors. What if we're getting some type of groove system again? You know?
You know what? I could definitely say when he look at his veins right now. Look, you see how he's steaming?
Yeah, exactly.
I could see that. I felt that too when he started doing that earlier. I was like, yeah, that looks like he's powering something up.
In the different colors they charge up in, like Ryu kind of charged up in the old school like focus attack way. You know, so see, all colory, and he got the old focus attack.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So the colory might represent a new style or something, a new thing that we're doing.
Those are lots of little bits people are trying to take out of this and stuff like that. So I don't know. Those are the things that are going on there, and those are my thoughts too. But Street Fighter 6 sounds cool. The other thing they announced, though, which is the thing I'm more hyped for, is this the right link that I have right here? Bam! A new collection, Capcom Fighting Collection. I accept. So apparently we're getting some iconic games in this. So there's no Street Fighter in this game, by the way. But apparently we're getting...
In what game?
In this collection game. Ooh, it's in the music here. Actually, I don't think I watched this video yet, actually. But we're getting Red Earth. 10 games? Is that what we're getting?
Oh, dude, Red Earth, fucking finally.
So Darkstalkers, Night Warriors, Night Warriors, Darkstalkers Revenge, Vampire Savior, Vampire Hunter 2, pretty much all the Darkstalkers games, pretty much, we're getting it again. Red Earth, Cyberbosch, Full Metal Madness, never heard of that one.
Full Metal Madness?
Super Gem Fighters Mini-Mix.
Damn, Vampire Savior?
Mm-hmm.
Yo!
We're getting all the Darkstalkers games, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Yo, we've been waiting to play those. But does it have value now? Like, it's all old now. People don't play it. Oh, shit! I always wanted to play that Fool's Game, Jim.
Yeah, I saw that, too. I was like, oh, this is where he's from.
Oh, shit, this is where he's from. Yeah. That's crazy.
So, yeah, so we're getting all this shit.
Fucking Lion-O.
Yeah, man, Red Earth. Which, the only time we saw Red Earth was in that other Capcom anniversary
collection.
Capcom
Fighting. No, it was called Capcom Fighting. What was it called? Capcom Fighting
Evolution. Evolution. Yeah,
Capcom,
that's
Fighting,
right.
Evolution.
Yeah. Also,
Street Fighter 2's in it?
What is this for?
Street Fighter 2 Anniversary Edition.
Oh, is that also in it too?
Looks like it to me. Oh!
That's what I'm excited for.
Yo! Pocket Fighters?
Super Gem Fighters.
Oh, I thought it was Pocket... Oh, it is that!
Yeah.
Okay, Pocket Fighters is the puzzle game.
But
Gem
also,
Fighters is the real game.
But also freaking Super Puzzle Fighter, yes. That's what I'm hyped for.
Yo,
finally,
I called it last
version.
Year. I called it last year. Remember when they canceled it and took that shit offline? I told you they were going to do it again.
Man,
I knew
so
it.
Sad.
No, but I knew
but
it.
I'm glad they brought it back, yeah.
Yo.
But that was a different version, though. The one we had on mobile was...
Yeah, it was different.
It was really different.
Yeah, I know. It was. But, dude, the fact that Super Gem Fighters, the fighting game with the chibi guys, that game was cool, dude. I like that
game. Oh, yeah. All these games, by the way, are going to be online playable, too. I think they can have rollback netcode, too. Oh, yeah. It actually says it right here. Online play with rollback netcode for all 10 games. So that's good. Oh yeah, Hyper Street Fighter 2 only, actually. Hyper Street Fighter 2 is the only other game on here.
Oh, look!
Oh shit, Akuma, yeah.
Oh shit, it went all the way.
He's banned, by the way, guys.
Yeah. Don't get excited.
And this is coming out this summer, too, so like in June.
Okay.
Reason asking for Tekken 8, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's about time, right?
Right. Okay, so my next piece of news is about Amazon Luna. So before I go into what anything else is, Amazon Luna is a cloud gaming service that lets you play games from their cloud using devices you already own. So you can kind of use your devices that are connected to Amazon to play games.
Yeah.
And for this, they even have like a little gaming controller that they're working on, I believe, for Amazon Luna or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. But that being said, that is not my actual piece of news.
It's a cloud service, just like Stadia, Google Stadia.
Right. Yeah, it's like that. It's
like
a
streaming service. So you don't have a console. You don't need a console. You just literally go into like a web browser or connect to their platform somehow, and you can just play their game. And the game is played on their computer, their servers, and you're getting it streamed to you, and then your inputs go to their server, bounces back, you know.
And I think basically you have to pay for Amazon Luna. You can't get it otherwise, right?
Yeah. It's a paid service. Google shit.
Amazon Luna has officially launched a free Prime gaming channel. The company is steaming.
I need to look into this too.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about it. But they're just trying to beef up their service and like give their shit more available and get more people into it. It's starting to get crowded, so they're starting to make money off of it. So now they're trying to open it up to free people so they can for free so people can use it and get more people into it. You know?
Yeah.
So the free one will let you play some games. For example, okay, there's different styles. There's the Prime Gaming Channel. That's the main channel from Luna.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you'll get for free. You get a rotating selection of games for free.
Right.
The games right now that are featured for this month. So basically every month it's going to be a different set of games.
Yeah.
This month, Devil May Cry 5.
Oh, okay. That's some good shit there then.
Yeah, there is
good shit.
I thought
there was going to be like old shit in there.
No, we'll talk about it.
It's kind of old, yeah.
I'll get to that. Hold on. Another game called Observer System Redux. Foxy Flashback. I don't know that game. Immortal Phoenix Rising. Yeah, I think I've heard of that. Yeah, so there's some games that are going to be...
Devil May Cry is the only, like, AAA game in there. I don't know. I've never heard of the other ones.
Yeah, I've heard of them. I heard of one of them. I've heard of the others. So then they'll have a retro channel.
Yeah.
And that will feature Capcom and SNK games. Street Fighter 2, Hyper Fighting.
Okay.
Metal Slug 3.
Nice.
Castlevania Anniversary Collection. And, yes. And then there's a Jackbox Games channel.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you already know what that's going to have in it. Trivia Murder Party, You Don't Know Jack, Drawful. Yeah. You know, basically fun party games more than anything else, right?
Yeah.
But for those last two, I believe you have to pay $4.99 a month.
each channel is like a different pricing, and they have like different type of games within each channel.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way to kind of sell a streaming service.
It's unique. I like that they're trying something different. I don't love how much they're trying to gouge out of you, but I get it.
Like, if you want all the games, you probably got to pay some big price for it, you know? But if you're just interested in certain games,
you can pick a channel and
you can
play that.
You can pick, yeah. So that's an interesting method. Let's see how that works. I know Stadia doesn't do that. They make you pay one big monthly fee, but then they also charge you to buy games.
What?
You don't download them to your own computer, though, which is kind of crazy, too, though.
But yo, I don't like that, bro.
It's a weird way. I'm not sure if they changed it since they first launched, but that's kind of how it worked right now. So yeah, they have a different method of doing it. Well, let's see what works. Let's see if this goes into the, I don't know. This is, we need to pay attention to this still, cause this could be the future. You know, this could be 5-10 years from now, how gaming is going to be too. So it is kind of important to kind of figure out what they're doing right now.
All right. One other thing real quick, Fred Savage and Howie Mandel. What do you think, you know, what do you remember those two being
from? Fred Savage from Wonder Years, but who's the other dude?
Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
It's like a comedian. I think you would, Bobby's World.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right? And if you don't remember what they are known for together.
Together, no.
It was a movie called Little Monsters.
Oh, okay. I thought it was The Wizard.
Or Howie Mandel was that monster with the hanging ear that fucking drove me nuts as a kid.
Oh, shit.
With his hanging ear half ripped off. Like, I just wanted to rip it off so badly.
I don't recall this movie, but okay.
You don't remember Little Monsters? It had the Wonder Years kid, and he fell into this monster world, and the monsters, some of the monsters were his friends, and some of them were trying to take over and shit. Mm-mm. What? You never seen Little Monsters? Dude, that shit would be so up your alley, especially since you like
Wonder
Years.
Sounds familiar too, though.
I feel like you might have seen parts of it, like, you know, Saturday or Sunday when they randomly had movies on TV and stuff.
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, it's called Little Monsters. It's basically about a kid who falls into the under his bed and there's a fucking whole world of monsters and shit.
Oh, okay, that kind of sounds familiar.
You've definitely seen it. I feel like you have. Anyway, Fred Savage says he wants to do a new one, a continuation.
Oh, interesting. Right? Okay.
And then Howie Mandel responds, I'm in.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, what he should have said.
Basically.
Translation. Fuck yeah.
Howie Mandel's old now, but he's still fucking down to play that monster again. And I like that Fred Savage is fucking down too. Like, I like this movie when I was a kid. I really want you to see it again. I bet you've seen it before for sure. I think we might have even talked about it before on here.
I couldn't remember.
Well, the reason I think that is because there was a time where I could not remember the name of that movie. And I feel like Yumi and DJ or Yumi and Wags were all talking about it. And eventually.
Sounds like something Wags would remember.
Yeah, he's old. And so eventually either DJ or Wags had told me, oh, that's Little Monsters. And I was like, that's that fucking movie. So that's why I think you were here for that. Anyway.
I don't remember, but okay.
Moral of the story, it's good. I want you to see it again one day. It's like The Last Starfighter. You ever seen The Last Starfighter?
Nope.
I'm going to buy that for
that
you.
That sounds familiar, too.
That's the present I should have
got. I don't
know
why that just... I feel like I heard about that recently.
You know about that, because they're trying to make a new one about it.
Oh,
that's why.
I probably heard about it, okay.
Yeah. But that movie's sick. Dude, how can you beat a movie about a guy who gets the highest score on his arcade game, and then aliens come down to take him to space to fight for them because they're like, testing game.
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great fucking movie.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this last episode, I think, and about Ender's Game.
Yeah, that's right. Because they're working on a new, Last Starfighter. Yeah, okay. Like they're trying to continue it. Anyway.
But that was Last Starfighter. They lied.
They lied. He wasn't the Last Starfighter.
Okay.
Last Starfighter 2.
Right? So this is called the actual Last Starfighter.
The real Last Starfighter. That'd be fucking funny. All right. Your turn. I got a couple. I just knocked out a couple.
Oh, yeah. So last week, you know what happened?
What?
Because last week it was February 22nd, 2022, right? 2-2-2-2-2, whatever, right?
Oh, shit.
You know what happened? You know what happened on that day?
What?
At 2:22 p.m.? Daft Punk on Twitch.
I heard. I'm so mad.
But it wasn't something brand new. It was actually just...
It was old stuff from the 90s, right?
Yeah, it was just like their first ever concert being replayed on Twitch. Without masks. They had no helmets at the time, dude. That was weird. I couldn't really see them because it was kind of dark, though.
They had no helmets?
They had no helmets, though.
Shut the fuck up.
So they're replaying their first ever concert live on Twitch.
With them without helmets.
Yeah.
Yo.
It was crazy. I only was able to watch like 5-10 minutes of it though. Like I had to go to work and shit. I was like, fuck, I want to watch this shit. But I didn't recognize anything they were playing at the time I was listening
to it. For anyone that hasn't been following this podcast for like ever, Me and AJ are huge fucking Daft Punk fans. We talked about them and played their music multiple times on this podcast.
Yeah, I think actually we had a couple of Daft Punk songs as our opening multiple times, actually. We had the Robot Rock once. We definitely
and then one before that was Around the World, right? Or no, not Around the World.
Something from Tron. We had some of the Tron shit as our closing music at some point, too.
That's right. We love fucking Daft Punk. They're like our shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but yeah, to see this, I was like, what the fuck? They broke up last year, you know? So... to see them kind of do something on Twitch was interesting. You know what sucks though is that you cannot watch the VOD. You cannot watch. There's no like lethal recording of it. Yeah, so you can't even go back and watch what happened.
It's the internet. It'll pop up.
I was like, man, I know. That's what I'm looking for too.
Give it a week, man. That shit'll pop up again.
but they did that, and then they also announced that they're releasing a vinyl. 25th anniversary reissue vinyl of their first album, Homework. Coming out sometime soon, I think. So, yeah, look out for that. But I thought that was interesting. Like, what the fuck? I thought you guys were dead. Why are you guys celebrating your 25th anniversary for? So, that was crazy. Did anyone see it? Let me know if you guys saw it.
All right.
I saw 5 minutes of it.
Other news. Actually, can you play my music for this?
What?
Or just a little bit of it?
The little bit that we're allowed to play.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is a dick move because, well, this actual news piece I have is not a dick move, but I'm going to give you the setup to this news piece that tripped me out. All right, so earlier this week, Paramount Plus, at their like little investor meeting, they had announced that they are doing Star Trek 4. I don't know if you saw any of those Star Trek movies, the more recent ones with like Chris Pines and like fucking Zoe Saldana and shit and Siler as Spock and shit. You see those ones?
Yeah. Yeah, not so, all. I think I saw the first two. I don't think I saw the third one. The
third one's whack, so I'm glad.
Oh, okay, that's probably why I didn't see it.
It's good you didn't see it.
I probably saw it. Don't even remember it.
Maybe, yeah. It's the third. You know, that's funny you say that, Star Trek Beyond. I saw it. I cannot remember what that fucking movie was about. I remember some of the fight scenes. I remember some things that happened, but that actual movie is a blank spot to me, and I did watch it. And so I guess that's why it wasn't that good.
Blink to me. I know I saw them.
Two and three, right?
No, even one.
No, I remember one pretty clearly.
I remember seeing one in the theaters. I remember him chasing his spaceship on Earth and shit like that. That's about all I remember of it.
See, I remember one because I like the whole story of them bringing back that other universe. And then
so I don't know shit about Star Trek either, though. So
But, you know, Leonard Nimoy was in it, and him telling you that, yo, in my universe, there's this motherfucker named Khan.
Yeah, that's right,
who
too.
Who fucks shit up.
That's right.
And then, like, it turned out to be Cumberbatch was new Khan.
Yeah.
I fuck with that. That was cool. Number two and three, I was like, I kind of don't remember those. I don't care anymore.
That was one? Okay.
That was one, yeah.
Damn.
But, yeah, number two and three, I didn't really fuck with anymore. Anyway, moral of the story.
Fourth time's a charm.
Yeah, four times. They're doing a new Star Trek movie. But here's the dick move. Paramount Plus announced that this movie was happening and that all the cast was returning.
Okay,
you
cool,
know?
Cool.
And then the cast responded and said, we didn't hear anything about this.
What the fuck?
And then they announced, like, a few days later, the only one who was in talks at the moment was Chris Pine, the main Captain Kirk guy.
Oh, wow.
Everyone's like, but you guys told us.
Like, hey, Chris, you think everyone's... Yeah, everyone's down, man.
Yeah,
for
they're
sure.
Cool.
All
they're
right,
cool.
We're going to announce it then.
Well, I'm going to tell you why this
I haven't told them yet, though.
I'm going to tell you the reason this is extra stupid. Because this is why they haven't made four till now. Because they had an argument with them after three that they're like, if we do more, we're going to pay you guys less.
What?
And they were like, well, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
And so for them to announce it before they've actually been asked or signed on fucks Paramount hard because that means they now have to give in to their demands.
Yeah.
Because they already said they're coming back. And they're like, we didn't get asked about that. Like, now whatever they ask you for, which was the crux of the problem, was they weren't getting paid enough. Now whatever they ask you for, you have to give it to them.
Or the other way around. Now that they Paramount announced it and they didn't know about it, now Paramount's like, hey, you got to go do this now. Otherwise, the fucking internet is going to hate you, but we're only going to give you this much.
I think they would hate Paramount more than them. You know what I mean?
It depends if you know, how much of that comes out, you know?
Well, I mean, we know that they've had issues with them about paying them in the past.
Yeah.
So I feel like the internet automatically is going to be like, fuck that.
It depends on if the internet actually digs that deep and remembers all that shit and brings it up, you know?
The internet.
Like, that's the other thing, too.
Wait a minute. Did you just really think the internet would not dig that deep and remember anything
sometimes
like that?
Sometimes they don't. There's times where they don't.
That's, I can't think of anything big like that off the top of my head.
I can't think. I know some things.
But you're saying it happens.
Where like the internet will like get mad at some shit, like, and then people are like, "Dude, don't you remember?"
No, you're right.
Thing, you know?
No, you're right.
And then slowly people are like, "Oh, okay," and then it kind of dies down slowly afterwards, and just everyone forgets about it.
Actually, you're right. That
like,
that does happen.
Shit does happen like that. Yeah.
No, you're right. I can't put my finger on it, but I do remember that happening a couple times.
Yeah.
But with this one specifically, man, I don't know. It was only a year ago. They're already talking about some people wanted Star Trek 4. I didn't. But there was a big community of people that wanted it. I feel like there's no way that it's not going to be the first thing in their minds.
Yeah, maybe like, Paramount was bluffing, too. Like, oh, so I'm going to trick them into this shit. And then they're going to flip on them. I was like, ah, fuck. We thought it was going to go the other way around. Fuck, now we got to do this shit. Like, I don't know.
Well, this brings me to my piece of news here. Zoe Saldana comments on returning to Star Trek, and she said that Anton Yelchin will not be in it. For anyone that doesn't know, he's the guy who played Chekhov, and he died in a sad car accident a couple years ago.
Oh, shit.
And so, I know that's cool. I like she's talking about that, and she's respecting him and honoring.
That's cool.
The point is here, though, she said she is coming back. And she was one of the most vocal people about not coming back because they weren't paying her.
Hmm.
My guess is they had to fucking pay them. Why would she be so hyped and like so easy to talk about this? I think they fucking had to pay them, man. I think they were like, fuck.
Maybe Paramount was like brave enough not to announce it because maybe they've been getting some good money lately with their new Paramount Plus shit.
Maybe they were comfortable with it. They're like, whatever, we'll pay them now. But I think that's so shady to not just contact them first and be like, hey, you know,
that is kind of weird.
We got money now.
I feel like someone else has done that recently too.
Yes. Is it? It wasn't Disney. No, somebody else did do that recently, right? Where they kind of said announced something, and everyone was like, "Whoa, wait,
like,
what?"
Like I didn't hear about this.
And then like they were attached to it.
That's weird. How that like why does that shit happen?
I think his companies are greedy and they just don't really. I think when like you said, I think when they have enough money,
left hand isn't talking to the right hand type of shit.
Yeah, that. And then when they have enough money, they don't even think about having to make the left hand talk to the right hand. They're like, well, we'll figure it out in post. We got money. Yeah. Like, fuck it. Just do it.
We're going to do this shit. They don't know about it yet. We'll talk to them, though. Mm. Yeah.
And on a deeper level, I feel like this is to match Disney's investor meeting. They wanted to have something big to say.
Mm.
Even though they didn't have all the pieces in place yet. Like, fuck. We can't bitch out. We got to show them we got some big shit on the pipeline coming.
They
know?
They got Sonic coming. Calm down, guys.
Yeah, but they're greedy, though, man. I feel like they're so greedy. Like, I don't know. This is weird.
Company, isn't it?
Also, real quick. This isn't, news because I didn't write it down as news. But, you know, a lot of companies are like video game and movies are pulling their shit from Russia.
Oh, yeah. A lot of companies are pulling all types of shit. I know, like, Apple pulled out, like, any type of payment system and their fucking products and all that. And, yeah, also has a crazy shit going on with that right now.
Yeah, you know what's really weird about it? I talked to a coworker of mine who's Ukrainian. He's from Ukraine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how he feels about it? He's like, Ukraine fucked up. That's what he said. He was like, he's Ukrainian. He was like, dude, he's like, we've had, like, issues with our government putting us to gunpoint, like, in the past few years. Mm-hmm. He's like, we've had weird-ass issues like that.
Yeah.
He's like, and then, like, on top of that, he's like, the issues with Putin did not start this year.
Mm-mm.
He's like, that fool's been beefing with Putin for a while. And there's a lot of times where Putin was actually coming out trying to be cool or, like, you know, just trying to be diplomatic. And this fool's like, nah, fuck you. Russia ain't taking over Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, he's trying to be diplomatic. Don't fucking start shit with him. So I only say that to say this. I think I feel really bad for the nerds in Russia, man.
Yeah.
Because if this really isn't, I'm not saying it's not Russia's fault because I don't know all the details. But if this really is not 100% Russia's fault, that means the Russian nerds get to suffer. They don't get they don't get Batman. They don't get Sonic.
Oh, man.
They don't get... there's a bunch of video games that are now not coming out.
Yeah.
That's fucked, man. I don't know, man. I think we should really reconsider this whole thing a little bit before we start fucking...
You know what's even worse, though, is that, like, a lot of, like, raw materials that are used to make computer parts and all that, a big chunk of it comes out of Russia, too.
Oh, fuck.
So that's a problem.
Extra fucking the nerds, like, because now they don't get their... And we don't.
I still want a graphics card, but they're fucking expensive,
oh
you know.
My God. Like,
and they're gonna go up in price probably after this shit. Right?
Oh yeah, for sure after this.
And then also, I heard like there's a lot of big companies, like startups that are in Ukraine that are probably you know out of business right now for a little bit or some shit right now. So that's an issue too. A lot of game companies out there too. Not anything too big, but like the ones
some
that are
companies.
Coming up and stuff like that, you know. So yeah, it's interesting situation going on right now.
Yeah,
that can somehow affect. Everybody in some way.
Yeah, all of us, really.
Yeah. But yeah, that's crazy. Something else to kind of bring up, though, that's coming out soon, though, is I was excited about this. Oh, I already brought it up. This right here. Bam.
Diablo.
I love my vinyl, right? Diablo 2 soundtrack.
Ooh.
Actually, this is Resurrected. So this is like, I guess, based off the new remake that just came out recently. Music based off that. But look at this fucking bigger set. $200. I'm not sure if I want to do all that.
$200 for a... Yeah. Nah, man.
It's $40 just for the vinyl straight up.
Oh.
But this comes with like some other crazy shit in it.
But
oh,
you don't even
why
like
is there three LPs for?
But you don't even like all the... They're probably from the other Diablo games.
No, this is all Diablo 2. This is all Diablo 2.
All of it? Are you sure?
Yeah, let's see.
Maybe it's the expansion.
Oh, no. It comes with a bunch of other shit. Like, it comes with... check all this shit out. Like a fucking map of the demon world or some shit.
Oh, it's... No, fuck that shit. No, I don't need that.
It comes with this.
I know the map of the demon world in my head. I already know the fucking map of the demon world. If Diablo world was real and you and I got transported to it today, AJ, I'd be like... Well, let's go to the Mountain of the Monks, and we can probably go over there and then see over Mephisto's area and decide right, how so we're going to get in. Like, I know the map. Okay, I don't need that fucking...
I guess I just need you around that, huh?
We played so much of that. I'm like, we're definitely not going west because I don't want to deal with that fucking desert with those bugs. Fuck that shit.
That's funny. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, so it includes, like, the vinyl is colored.
Oh, Tai Chi points out, it's randomly generated, so how can you know? Oh, I know. I know.
Once we find the correct path, you know.
Yeah, once it generates and I see the first path, dude, I'm like, I know where it is.
You know, you reminded me of Yu Yu Hakusho, the fucking Game Master episode. I fucking love that episode where the Game Master breaks down how he knows how this game works.
Oh, I know.
Just because that's like a programming thing to know. Like, you know, you think something's random, but he's like, nah, it's not random. You know, after the first five little things
it's
pop
no
up,
it's no longer random.
It's
man.
Not random because it's actually there's on only, an actual pattern.
They only have so many options to go from. Yeah. From there. Yeah.
There just happens to be like over 5,000 patterns.
But I know them.
You think it's random.
He's like, but I know them.
But I know all the 5,000 patterns. Yeah.
And like, you're just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, like I fucking love that shit.
It almost makes you think about like if someone really could understand physics at the ultimate level that we don't know yet because we're stupid, you know?
Like, if it'll someone, probably be like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that. He's like, yeah, you guys think all these, but a meteor could hit in 2023 because of this, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I know because I know the patterns. Like, yeah. I can see that.
Just like, if you know the physics patterns, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. But so what this actually bonus includes, though, is like a premium cork and rubber record mat. So this is kind of what you put your vinyl on top of. So it's kind of like decoration on top of the vinyl. Yeah. And to make it look cool. Also, I hope to prevent scratches.
Okay. Is it made to do that or is it just to look cool?
Both.
I don't know. Okay, it's both.
Both.
Okay.
It's like a mouse pad. You know, you can have one that's plain or you have one with a cool design on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of there for a purpose. Do you need it? It kind of depends. Some people will argue about it, right? You got your vinyl heads and all that. I think the other thing is like a little like weight that sits on it, the pentagram thing here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the top weight to kind of make sure the vinyl stays there too.
It's a little dark.
Which is another thing.
I don't know if I need that. That's a little dark.
Right. what I'm interested... Oh, no. That's what it is.
Put my backwards Pink Floyd albums on that shit, you know?
And then play it backwards, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then some art book, I think, or something like that. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's worth $200, though. That's kind of
I don't think
crazy.
It is, man.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I feel like they're taking advantage of the fan base at this point. Like, I get it. Like, it's Diablo, but you guys are just throwing in these little things that don't even take that much to make and charging us $200. Like,
that's true, too. Yeah,
I don't like that shit. Dude.
But it is. Oh, the vinyl looks crazy, actually. The special colorized thing they did to it here, as opposed to the normal looking one, which is just one solid color. So I guess that's a thing too. It looks pretty sick, actually, just alone like that.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah. I fuck with that. Very demonic, but very cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
But this is all from I Am 8-Bit. So there's pre-orders available now. So just go to iam8bit.com. You can check it out if you're interested. I might go and do this just because it's Diablo 2 music. I'm familiar with it. I probably would enjoy this for sure.
Tai Chi, do not remind me of the Scott Pilgrim one. I still say I didn't get
Man,
it.
I think I look at it sometimes and I'm like, should I just fucking do it?
I'm happy with the one I have, but I could really go for that big one.
There's a vinyl collection for Scott Pilgrim. And it's like
for the movie?
No, the vinyl soundtrack.
For the game.
Soundtrack of the actual movie.
That's what I said for the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But on vinyl, like it's like a couple $100, I think.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it has
shit.
Like all the music, like not only like the Sex with Bomb music, but also
but actually
just
the
soundtrack
of
the movie.
Oh, that's dope. Because, dude, the actual soundtrack of the movie is good too, on top of the Sex with Bomb songs. Like, oh, fuck, that's good.
So that's been.
That's one of the few CDs like I could listen to anytime as a Scott Pilgrim soundtrack. It's so good.
Mm.
Anyway, okay.
But yeah, look out for this if you guys are interested. coming out, shipping in March, shipping soon, because we're currently in March.
And it's funny, like, Scott Pilgrim always talks about the band Tragically Hip, which is a cool band, but, like, they're not great, and, like, people always hype them up, and they're like, man, these fools aren't that dope. I feel like that's exactly the feel that Scott Pilgrim has, like, they're just as cool as Tragically Hip. Like, some of you are like, that's just cool, you know, that's just dope, that's old, like, you don't understand, you know, you don't get it. And it's funny that it really kind of, like, grew to be that level of popularity, like, anyway. All right, other news. Crunchyroll, I hate talking about this one. Crunchyroll has finally added the Funimation library into its fold. This makes me sad because I don't know if you remember when I talked about it. I fucking hate Crunchyroll's interface. Why? Because there's no fucking structure. All their, you can either look at all their animes from newest to oldest releases, or you can look at it from A to Z. And it's already too fucking big because those are the only ways you can scroll through it. You can't jump around. You can't nothing. You can't go to, like, letter L. No, you have to scroll through everything. And now they're going to add the Funimation fucking category to it, to it. And this is what I didn't want. I was hoping that they would put the Crunchyroll shit on the Funimation one. Which, don't get me wrong, the Funimation one sucks, too. It's just better than Crunchyroll. But I was just like, okay.
You know, I was on Crunchyroll, too. And, like, I was trying to figure out how that shit worked, dude.
Everything's just there, because, bro.
Because I was talking about Food Wars, right? Like, I found it on Crunchyroll. Like, oh, shit, it's here. Season 3 and 4, and there's, like, 5? What? And I was like, okay, do they have dub? Like, okay, they have dub. But then when I go look up other dubs, they show me all the German and, like, all the languages and shit. I'm like, wait, where's the English? Is it even in this list here? What if I click this and I get some different? I'm like, wait, how do I find the English dub? Mm-hmm. I think season 3 is just missing as dub.
Yeah, they do shit like that,
like,
bro.
And then I saw it for 4 and 5, but not 3. I was like, and I don't know how to search it. It was a weird, like, yeah.
And that's
okay.
That's a consistent thing with them. Like, because I remember I was I wanted to watch Tokyo Ghoul season 2 in Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they had season 2 in English. They had season 1 in Japanese, and season 3 in Japanese. And I'm like, am I tripping, or are they...
do they even have it? Or, is it just hard to find?
I think they don't, bro. I think they only have certain things at certain times based on... I think they're trying to save money by not having the popular thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. But there's something going on with their shenanigans, and I fucking hate that they're the ones taking the charge on this.
Or they don't know what the fuck's going on.
I mean, how could they not? It's their shit.
I mean... I'm just fucking around databases lately. This shit, I don't know what's going on sometimes. My own database, so I can see that
well,
happening.
They're paid for it, and you're not. That's the difference.
That's true, too. Yeah.
You know, they're paid a lot of money for it. Here's the okay, so this is the other thing that makes me sad. You know, obviously, they're adding Funimation things, and I think it's WRN is the other company that they've acquired. And they said they have not yet erased Funimation's, like, you know, your watch list and your queues and all that shit. They haven't yet taken that shit out of Funimation now that they're one, but they're working on it. So eventually, you're not going to be able to watch your shit on Funimation. You're going to have to go to Crunchyroll. And when you do, you're not going to have the shit where you were at. You're going to have to hunt down all your anime,
damn,
add them to the list,
like your watch
and figure
list
out what
that
episode you were on again. Yeah. So if anyone still has it while Funimation still exists, write down your shit or go to Crunchyroll right now and start fucking entering in the data, because apparently they're going to just do that. Now, there is a chance they could be nice and find some cool way like HBO Max did to, like, just integrate your HBO. Because, you know, when you had HBO Now or HBO
Go,
yeah, that's what they did. When HBO Max came out, they just did it for you.
Yeah.
You log in, they integrate it for you.
They're like, no, you're coming from here? Okay, now you're part of this shit, but we'll migrate everything
over.
Yeah,
we got you.
Yeah.
And, like, that was really cool, and I didn't expect that. If they can... Please just do that with Crunchyroll, but I'm just not going to bank on it. I'm going to doubt they're going to do that. They don't seem, from their track record, they don't seem like that's the type of thing they're interested
in. They don't seem to organize their shit anyway, so what's the chances of them...
Doing it for you.
Yeah, like bringing their organization over, migrating it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just sad, man.
It sounds
like
a pain in the ass, but...
Yeah, I'm so angry. I'm like, man, and it sucks now because if you're an anime fan and your anime is not on Hulu or HBO Max... Tough luck. You got to get it on Crunchyroll. They own everything now. Yeah. Like, own everything.
I have to do that then. Damn.
Your only other option is if you want to watch really old anime, which you can watch on YouTube, because the old Japanese company that owns a lot of the old ones, they just started putting their shit on YouTube now.
Which is weird, because fucking the whole Toei thing that was happening just a couple months ago.
Yeah, I don't think this is. I don't think it's Toei. That's the thing. Yeah, I think it's TV Tokyo. I could be wrong about that, but I think it's TV Tokyo.
Then Sailor Moon?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
But when they say old shit, they don't mean Dragon Ball shit. I mean, they mean like
they don't mean the good shit.
No, I mean they do mean good shit, but not the good shit. Not the popular good shit. Dragon Ball, Sailor Moon.
Not the
S rank
shit.
Yeah, not the A rank, maybe B. Not S. Yeah, exactly, AJ. Okay. Exactly. You're dead on with that. That's a great analogy.
All right.
But anyway, yeah, just, I guess figure out Crunchyroll. Let's hope that now they have more money, they're going to fucking actually get people to make their program good. But if not, please, I encourage everyone. They have a complaint section. Please, everyone fucking lodge some complaints into their complaint sections. It's the only way to maybe make a change.
Yeah,
just bitch at them, dude. Like, that's the only way. Anyway, AJ, news?
Other anime. Nier Automata is getting an anime adaptation.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen this trailer yet. I never played Nier and all that, but I know it's popular.
I know people like it, yeah. I mean,
it's so popular that we got a character, you know, a B2 or 2B in Soul Calibur.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Yeah. That's from the same game. But yeah, this is, I don't know where it's coming out. I'm actually thinking about it now. I didn't read into this at all. All I know is that they're getting an anime adaptation. TV animation projects. I don't know when it's coming out.
Wait, is it
where.
Called Nier Automata?
For Square Enix.
Hey, you want to see a superpower of mine, AJ?
Okay.
I can tell you right now whether this is going to be good or not based on one question.
Okay.
Is it called Nier Automata? Was it
Nier Automata? Yeah.
The animation? Or is it called Nier Automata just that?
Is it, so far, as far as it looks like it's just called Nier
TV
Automata.
TV animation project.
But that's just the saying that this is the name of the project. If that's the actual title, then we have a problem.
Yeah. I'm in question mark right now. I'm going to leave it middle right now. I'm going to leave it this in floating mode. But if it turns out that that's part of the title, like colon... TV animation project, I'm going to say it's you don't have to watch it. It's going to be bad.
Tai Chi brings up a good point, too, that Square Enix does High Score Girl, so if since it's them, it might show up on Netflix. Oh, Aniplex, my bad. Aniplex is doing it.
Aniplex, yeah, they're good.
Dude, that Aniplex thing reminds me of freaking the dog from freaking Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, that's funny. Every time I hear that voice, that's fucking funny.
You know? Yeah, that scares me every time I hear it. Speaking of Full Metal Alchemist, yeah, they're also mentioning here Full Metal Alchemist, Demon Slayer, all from the same kind of Aniplex thing.
News!
News.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Speaking of Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, since you brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
So, if anyone remembers, there was a Netflix movie released that most people were not too fond of, and it was a live-action version of Full Metal Alchemist. This was about 6 years ago, maybe seven.
It was pretty good.
No, was it? Shit was fucking horrible. But
it was alright.
It was so bad. I mean, dude, did you see that wig? I don't know, man.
I like the wig, man, you know?
Alright, well, Full Metal Alchemist, you know, it's been about 5 years, I think, since that came out.
Something like
maybe
that.
Maybe more, even little, about
maybe,
five.
Maybe a little more, yeah.
Well, guess what? You know, everyone thought that wasn't going forward because no one liked that one, you know, but guess what? There's a new one coming.
Is it a continuation or is this like a redo? Oh, the continuation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same actor.
All right.
Better wig.
Better
Look at wig.
All right.
Look at the wig. It looks good.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Sorry. So I'm like, they're actually going to do more. I think that's why this took so long. A, because of the pandemic, because this came out before the pandemic.
And B, they had to make a new wig.
And B, they probably wanted to make sure the shit didn't suck because people were kind of mad about this one. May 20th this year. Will be the first of two movies coming out.
Okay,
there's a part two and one called Full Metal Alchemist: The Final Chapter.
Wow, I forgot where that first movie ended.
Me too, because I didn't finish it. I remember once he said, "I'd kill anybody for Al." I was like, "Nope." You don't understand this show. But now I kind of want to just finish it to see where they end, just to see maybe they got the second one better. But movie two will come out.
Which Full Metal are going? Are they going to do Brotherhood or just the original Full Metal?
I'm going to go on a wild shot and just say Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Just because they know people would be mad if they did the anime one and they're already mad at them. First of the two movies. The first one's called Full Metal Alchemist, The Avenger Scar. And the second one is called Full Metal Alchemist, The Last Transmutation. I'm assuming that number two is going to focus on Scar, the Avenger Scar, right? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And The Last Transmutation, I'm assuming, will touch on some things from Brotherhood.
Yeah.
But I don't really know. I don't know where they're going with this. I don't know if they're going to do Father. That might be too big of a concept for this movie. I don't know.
Oof.
Same actors are back. Looks a little better as far as CGI goes. You guys can watch it on YouTube today if you want to go look at the trailer. But yeah, I mean, even the poster looks better than the last one. I don't know if it'll be good, but it looks good. It looks decent.
You know, it kind of hides the the wig kind of details and stuff like that. So you don't know if it's good or not.
I know.
They got smart about it this time.
They know what's up, bro. They know what happened. But yeah, so if you're a huge fan of Fullmetal Alchemist, maybe this is worth watching. If you just want to stick to the anime, I wouldn't be mad at you because that's pretty much what I'm going to do. I might maybe watch
I'll check
this.
It out.
Yeah. There's no clear information about whether it's going to be on Netflix again like it was last time. Or if they have a deal with Netflix like last time. We don't really know.
I mean, if it's bad, I'll just go rewatch Brotherhood to kind of cleanse my palate and stuff like that.
I like that.
You know, I kind of want to go see it again because, like, you know, I only seen it that one big time and I don't remember it too well. But I remember some key parts and I'm kind of down to rewatch that one.
Okay.
And then Tai Chi in chat says, where's our Bleach live action sequel?
Oh, yeah.
How are they going to leave off right before Soul Society?
Yeah. I think I said I watched that Bleach movie. It wasn't bad.
Give them 5 or 6 more years, man, and we'll get there.
All right. Should I go again?
I got another one.
Have one?
I got two more, actually.
All right, I'll go again. Something we had been talking and warning you guys about turned out to not really be a big problem at all. I didn't get to talk last week about how I was annoyed and nervous because we talked about 2 weeks ago that Defenders and all Defenders-related Marvel shows would be leaving Netflix, which we never thought would happen because Netflix...
That was my next one, too.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I took it from you. My bad. Well, let's do it together then. But yeah, I gave you a little breakdown as to why you shouldn't be worried and why you should be worried for Defenders leaving Netflix.
Yeah, we were also worried. It's like, where is it going to go? Is it going to go to Hulu or is it going to be disappeared? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen? Actually, last week, even before we got this news, we heard that some other country was getting it on their Disney Plus show.
That's what I was talking about, the news we didn't get to talk about. A lot of other countries were getting it, like they had said, mm-hmm. Defenders, which answered our question as to whether Disney got it or not. Because at first, the question was, did Disney buy this, or is Netflix being assholes and just dropping this because they don't like the competition? We couldn't really tell. It was hard to say. But yeah, then this whole got announced last week that other countries would be getting it on Disney Plus. So that tells us, yeah, Disney fucking bought the Defenders off of Netflix. I don't know how much for, but they bought it off of them.
Did they even buy it? I think it just went to them.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they bought it at all.
No, because, dude,
it depends on the contract, what it says.
Yeah, it depends on the details of the contract. But generally, Netflix originals are Netflix originals. And the first thing it says on all of them is Netflix originals. Mm-hmm. So that kind of makes
you
think.
You should go watch it when it comes out and see what it says now.
That's what I'm wondering. I feel like that will answer our question.
Yeah.
Because if they properly bought it, it won't even say that. But if that was a thing that, like you said, it was like co-owned and it just deferred back to Disney, it'll probably still say Netflix original or Netflix presents, you know?
Yeah.
We'll just have to see. I'm just happy it's going somewhere accessible. And then now, we got announced earlier this week, I think a couple days ago, this will be coming to American Disney Plus March 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Not very long from now.
No.
Like a week or two.
Pretty quick. Pretty quick turnover there.
I'm hyped about that. That's cool.
Yeah, we got the announcement that it was going to be off of Netflix, and now we got it that it's on Disney Plus, which is cool. Mm-hmm. And it kind of answers the questions, but it kind of leads into more questions.
It
I would
does.
Say too, though,
I'm glad
right?
you brought that up.
Oh, not only is Defenders and all the associated characters coming, but also Punisher and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah,
also
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming too.
Yeah. So like I said, this brings up more questions.
Yeah, does this answer the question, the age-old question that's been going back and forth for the past year or two? If Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is canon or not.
And if Defenders and everything associated with Punisher are also, are
well,
they some
I feel like we already
canon? Kinda,
well, we already got an answer to that. You know,
with Hawkeye?
No, with what Vincent D'Onofrio had said after. You know, I remember he was saying, like, when he talked to the Marvel people and the directors, he said, just act like everything happened and we're just doing new shit now.
But, like, also, too, though, like, you know, sometimes Disney would just tell you shit.
And that's not really what they're
actually
writing.
And that's not
really
what they actually planned, too. So, like, that's
true.
That's the other thing, too. Like, hey, just act like this. And but then we're actually doing something different over here, though.
You're right. You know, that could be a thing.
That could be a thing.
But to me, just the fact that like him appearing and then Charlie Cox appearing and Spider-Man told me that this is canon, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that was my guess.
So is this being on Disney Plus make everything canon now?
I don't think that's
my question now,
you know,
too.
It's funny you brought that up because I feel like I read the comment made by Disney about it, and they kept saying Marvel projects. That's the term they kept using, not the MCU. They kept saying Marvel projects. So that, to me, tells me that Marvel is not telling Disney.
So this is the whether MCU, these are connected, huh?
I don't know. That's funny. But no, that just tells me that Marvel has not confirmed with Disney yet whether these things are in the universe.
Or they're keeping
because
it from
Disney's
us.
Not saying, or they're keeping it from us. Yeah. But either way, Disney's not making a comment on it. They're going out of their way to avoid saying that they are MCU characters, like very specifically.
Yeah.
So I wonder. Maybe you're right, man. I don't know. Is that even a thing?
So I know we have freaking Matt Murdock, you know, Daredevil, what's his name, coming back, Charlie Cox coming back, freaking Kingpin Duke coming back, right? Have we heard about everyone else yet?
No, no, there's no comment on Kristen Ritter or, what is his name, Luke Cage. I hate that I can never remember his name.
Something with a C.
Yeah, Michael Coulter, thank you.
Yeah,
we don't. Kristen Ritter and Michael Coulter have no comment so far.
What about Homeboy?
Michael Coulter actually said he would be down, but he didn't. He hasn't said that he is.
The real question, though, what about Punisher?
Berthold says he's interested.
Okay.
He said, here's what he said exactly. I remember now. He said, as long as it does justice to Punisher and the connection to Punisher's, like, life as an ex-military guy and, like, you know, basically a poster boy for everyone who has trauma and issues and has lost family in the military.
Right.
He said, as long as Punisher stays true to that spirit that was in the show, I'll do it again.
Okay.
And so that doesn't mean he'll do it again. You know, I feel like
or that he can do it again.
Or that he can do it again. Yeah, we don't know.
I'll see. Okay. All right, but yeah, well, I guess we'll see. There are Disney Plus now. It might be some type of canon. It might be the MPU, right? The Marvel Project Universe.
Imagine.
And then maybe the MCU will cross over with
like
the MPU.
Like actually see that there
know?
Are different universes and shit. That could be a thing.
And then maybe in the future we get the MCPU, you know? The Marvel Cinematic Project Universe.
Well, we already have the SPUMC.
What the fuck?
You know about Sony Pictures, Marvel Cinematic Universe characters or whatever?
Okay. Shit, I gotta keep track of all these acronyms now.
I know, man. Everyone trying to get on that Marvel money.
Seriously. All right. Well, they're home.
They're where they should be. They're at their real home.
They're where they should have started.
Right. Okay. You only have one more, right?
I got two more.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I guess I'll talk about the easy one first that I don't have to bring up a picture for. But Evo made an announcement this week saying that on March something, I think this weekend, March 5th or something like that, they're going to be telling us what's going on with Evo this year. But they also mentioned that before anyone gets all crazy, Super Smash Brothers is not coming back because Nintendo said no, pretty much, is what happened.
Yep.
So we know
sad news.
We're getting Evo, we're getting some fighting games, but we're not getting Smash of any type.
And for anyone that's unfocused fans or like interested in the hammer and how we do all that whole thing, that does actually affect us because we originally started our little in-game fun tournament between us and our friends for Evo preparation. So Smash not being in Evo actually automatically deducts us from playing it for the hammer.
Yeah, we started playing Melee or Smash again too.
Just 2 weeks ago.
Just because that was like the easiest game to get into right now.
Mm-hmm.
While not knowing what Evo was going to bring us. Because Soul is our main game, so we're like, okay, Soul for Evo, right? But then we have a
feeling it's not going to be there.
Yeah. But you know what? Now that Smash is not.
Maybe there's room for it.
Maybe there's room for Soul.
Maybe.
That's a possibility.
I hope so, man.
Yeah, we'll find out more for sure after this weekend, I believe, what game's going to be there. We can definitely expect Street Fighter, Tekken, right? That's confirmed. I guess KOF and what's the other game that just came out recently? Guilty Gear. I feel like those four are like kind of guaranteed right now. And then usually there's, what, like two to four more after that, right? 6 to 8 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's room for Soul there. I don't know what else to bring. Probably Skullgirls, because Skullgirls has been kind of climbing up and again seeing new characters.
KOF. We know KOF's going to
be
there.
That's what I said. KOF.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah,
okay.
I said that too.
What other games? I feel like there's other games that like secretly. I mean, Dropkick, yeah.
Dive Kick?
Dive Kick. Sorry. Yeah. Dive Kick. You never know. No, but I do feel like there's other games that have been kind of like waiting in the wings to be in there. Virtua Fighter, you know. I don't know if they will. I don't think
maybe.
I don't think they'll do it, but I'm just saying that's one game franchise that's kind of been waiting for a spot in Evo. You know?
Skullgirls,
like you said,
kind of been
sure
waiting for because Skullgirls never had like an actual. I don't think it's had a main spot in Evo yet.
No, never.
It's been in side tournament.
Yeah.
Melty Blood is another one I've heard too. That might be a possibility too. But yeah, even with those two in, I feel like there's still room to squeeze in friggin' Soul Calibur there, right? So let's get one more Soul Calibur year, man.
I'm down, bro. I still want to play. May I mention, before I lost the hammer, I won 3 times for Soul before we changed games. You know? I was like, man, I was pretty loving Soul for a while.
You also won like 3 times for Smash, though.
I did. I went for like 6 weeks, actually. 6 or 7 weeks. I kept it for a while.
Yeah.
The only time I lost is I didn't show up and you took it.
Yeah.
But it still went home. With unfocused. All right, AJ. Oh, is it my turn now, right?
Yeah.
The Sun. Which is, for us that are American, doesn't know, that's a news studio in England.
Oh.
And they announced that David Tennant and Matt Smith will be returning to Doctor Who for the 60th anniversary. Now, apparently The Sun has had a couple things they have not been right about in the past, but overall, they're pretty respectable, and they say that's happening. No one has confirmed or denied it as far as actors go, but from what it sounds like, they want to do a version of the 5 Doctors, which they did back 50 years ago or so, where 5 different Doctor Who characters got together and fucking fought some horrible monster alien time thing. You know what they do. You know how they roll. And, basically, one of the Doctors travels through time and grabs other versions of himself and is like, yo, I need your help. Let's fix this.
That's cool.
And the cool thing is, because, like, they're stepping out of their timeline, they don't remember anything that happens outside of their timeline.
Oh, shit.
Once they go back.
That's crazy.
So they're there, they meet the other Doctors and shit, like, and they're cool, they have a good time. Once they go back, they don't remember. It doesn't fuck with any storylines.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so genius, dude. You guys are so fucking smart. Like,
yeah.
And that's cool. And it's cool because when they do run into, it's pretty rare, but like if they do run into each other again after that event, which was like 40, 50 years ago, all of a sudden they remember like, oh shit, that's right. That time I stepped out, because they have to see you or something from that event to remember that. And as soon as that person leaves their view site or their perimeter or whatever,
yeah,
they forget again. And it's like it never happened. And I'm like, that's pretty smart.
That's wild.
Yeah, right?
That's a cool concept there.
Yeah, really cool concept. They basically set the ground for Avengers, you know, like for all.
Yeah, what did they do that with Spider-Man?
Something like that. That'd be so dope. Right? That'd be so cool. I could fuck with that. Like they don't remember each other until they see each other again.
To see Peter Parker.
They just remember the lessons they learned from each. Damn, I like that, AJ. That's pretty fucking cool.
Like, see Peter Parker in the Spider-Man suit without the mask. Oh shit, you're the kid. That's right, you know.
That's right.
But as soon as he's not there, forgets.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, that'd be fucking weird.
Good plot point, shit. But yeah, so everyone thinks that. That maybe that's. I'm sorry, I said 50. 40 years ago, the 5 Doctors got together.
Same thing.
But yeah. Hopefully, we're seeing a new version of that. It also seems like they're hinting that David Tennant will take over again as the Doctor. And I'm like, that's something we've never done in Doctor Who, is have an old Doctor come back. However, they did mention in the 50-year anniversary 10 years ago, so, you know, he met one of the old Doctors, like the current Doctor at the time. He met one of the old Doctors from, like, the 60s or whatever, right? And he was there as an old man, you know, and shit, talking to him. And he was like, it's like, it's amazing you're here. He's like, how can we meet each other? Like, how can this be? You know? He's like, well, you know, I've been around for a long time. He's like, you don't know. Yeah, maybe you'll revisit some old faces you've never seen before. Maybe you'll revisit some faces that you remember. Like, basically implying that maybe
the way you said it though fucking blew my mind.
Yeah, he's like, the way I said yeah. the fucking the wrong thing.
He'll revisit some old faces you've never seen before.
That actually sounds very Doctor Who.
Yeah.
but he's like, you know, he's like, maybe you'll revisit some old faces one day. He's like, yeah. Who knows? And they haven't done that yet. But they set that up 10 years ago, and I'm like, they could pay it off anytime they want.
Yeah.
Anytime they want. You know, so. Yeah. Anyway, The Sun says the previous 2 Doctors before the last one are coming back in a little cameo appearance, a little team up. So we'll see if that's true. And we do know that next year we are getting a brand new Doctor. This female Doctor is going to die.
Ooh.
And so that's why we're like, is it going to be David Tennant again? Or is it going to be someone brand new? We'll have to see. That's it. Doctor Who news. AJ.
All right. We got some Pokemon news. So, you know, kind of, you know, bring you guys up to speed real quick in case you don't know what's going on with Pokemon. We just got a remake of Diamond and Pearl Gen 4, you know, back in November, right? 2 months later, January, we get the new Pokemon Arceus, right? Legends game, brand new system, all crazy, right? And then just the other day, just this weekend, we got an announcement already.
Scarlet and Violet.
For frickin' Gen 9 already. They're telling us about this shit. Like, what the? Calm down, fucking Pokemon down Company. Yeah.
They're not dead
Nintendo,
yet.
Nintendo, yeah.
They're medium rare.
It looks to be based off the same Pokemon Arceus engine there. It's kind of old, looks open world and everything. So they didn't show us too much, though. Just some open world concept, it seems like. Looks pretty cool. That's about all we really know. And they also told us the starters right away. Usually they hold off on this shit, too.
Dude, they gave us the starters right away. I was like, what the fuck?
And we're getting, I wonder if they show it around here somewhere, but like, yeah, graphics look cool.
Oh, there you go. Come back. Yeah.
So we got a grass type cat Pokemon. We got this alligator looking fire type. And then we got this cool water duck.
I'm fucking down for that duck.
So yeah, and the games are called Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, which are not even opposite colors in any weird way, right?
You know what I'm annoyed? I'm annoyed that red keeps getting represented every time.
Right, ruby, red.
Fire red, leaf green, yeah. Scarlet, Viper. I'm like, what the fuck, man? That's weird. I don't like it.
I feel like...
I think the game looks cool. I'm not saying that.
We're back to colors, though, kind of.
We are back to colors,
yeah,
finally.
Right? Yeah, we went to X and Y. We went to Sword and Shield, right?
Black and white aren't even technically colors.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah. Technical. But now we got Scarlet and Violet back on colors again.
Chibi Wags is correct. Yes, that is a pompadour on that duck. You are not wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was a hat for a second, but yeah, I think
no,
you're right.
That's a pompadour.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it kind of is.
Look, it fits his hair. Look at his hair.
Yeah, I'm going to name him Kubo Korobara. But yeah, so they have names too. I know, based off of some of the images and based off these names, we can assume that we're like in Spain or like Italy or something like that, because like they kind of like Spanish names. Like the cat's name is like something gatito.
Sounds very Spanish.
Frigatito, something like that. Something like grass. Sounds like grassy, but cat at the same time.
That's cool.
The dragon looking alligator dude. He's like Frego something. Freycoco.
Sounds Spanish. Yeah, exactly. Sounds super Spanish.
Yeah. The duck is like something simple though. I forgot what his name was. It looks like we're language. Some type of Spanish type of region this time that we're going to.
I'm cool with that.
So, sounds hype. Coming out this year, late 2022. Like,
wow.
Within a year, we're getting three games. Like, that is wild. We haven't seen that, like, probably ever, like, type of main series games like that. So, yeah, look out for that. And I'm pretty sure they'll start dropping hints to know throughout the year, getting some more... releases of footage and all that stuff. They also announced some other things at this Pokemon Direct thing that they just did, Pokemon Presents thing. Nothing that as important as that, I don't think.
Okay, I got last two or three pieces of news. Yeah. I'm just going to fire I'm through down. Them real quick. First one is kind of a lame piece of news. AMC decides they're going to price hike certain movie tickets. Basically, it sounds like the popular ones. They're going to start with Batman, which comes out in 2 days.
Oh, this week?
Yeah.
Oh, snaps.
Batman comes out tomorrow.
Damn.
Technically. But really, it's
quick.
It's 2 days.
That had another couple of weeks.
No. Yeah, you have one day. Maybe 2 days. 2 days at the most. I'm just lame. I'm like, that's super lame, dude. You're going to fucking hike the prices just because you can. And yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah, look out for that. Keep an eye out for that. If you go to AMC, you're going to be paying more for Batman for no reason. Avengers Forever, which I was just talking about the old one, but now there's a new comic, ironically, that just came out this week called Avengers Forever, with a weird-ass Avengers team in the comics. This team consists of Wonder Man, Vision, which they have a whole connection we're not going to get into right now, Infinity Thing, that's a new character, never heard of that fucking character, Deathlok, old-ass character, Moon Knight, Ant-Man, and Robbie Reyes as Ghost Rider. I don't know if this is something that will be useful in the movies going forward. This is written by Jason Aaron, so I'm assuming this is going to be the shit. So, but I don't like that team. That's a weird-ass fucking team for Avengers. But
what are they called again? What's the series called again?
Avengers Forever, which is the same name
Forever.
As that one that I want to read that I own with the Kang one from back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So they called it that again. I wonder if the story is pretty similar, like they're interdimensionally teaming up or whatever. Who knows? That's a real quick piece of news. And my last piece of news is John DiMaggio, the voice of Bender from Futurama, is actually going to return after all. If anyone's been following Unfocused or just the news of Futurama...
They found some money for him, huh?
Yeah, basically. If anyone's been following Unfocused or just the news of Futurama, he was not going to be a part of this new one. All the voice actors were going to return except for him. And it's because they said he said they were not paying him properly what he used to get. they can pay it. They can afford to. They are Fox. They could.
Yeah.
They're just not doing it. And he's like, it's not just for me. It's for the other voice actors, too. They should be paid properly, too. Well, guess what? They finally gave him back. And he made a comment on Twitter with the last thing he was saying. You know, obviously he said, thankful to be back. Thankful for my colleagues and for the company, you know, understanding that I need to be paid more. And the last thing he says is, I'm back, baby. Bite my shiny metal ass. The last thing he said on the tweet. And so, yeah, we're getting the full voice cast for Futurama. I'm fucking actually hyped. Because I was honestly going to tell you, I was trying not to be sad about it last week when I talked about it, 2 weeks ago when I talked about it. But I was honestly not going to fucking be that excited about it without Bender being in it. You know, right. I was like, man, I don't know. I'm just not excited. And then the actual last piece of news. I guess the last Walking Dead comic is finally coming. It's called Walking Dead.
One more time.
Last Mile. I'm guessing this is finally going to be the end of the comics. I think it's about time, man. That show's fucking too old. I mean, the comic's too old.
But this is going to go on for like another couple years, though, right?
Oh, for the shows, yes. The shows, yes. Oh, you mean this comic?
For Last Mile, yeah.
Yeah, imagine they just stretch it out for 2 years or whatever. They could do that if they want to. I hope they don't.
And then when it comes to the series, you know, it'll be like another like five seasons.
Five, six yeah. seasons. For real. But yeah, Walking Dead finally fucking ending. Oh shit, that's crazy. The reason I didn't continue reading the comics, for anyone who's been following Unfocused before I went to Japan, I was reading the Walking Dead comics. I read the first four. They were really fucking good. And I stopped reading them because I found out there were 13 books out and it was still going. And I'm like, nah, I'm done with Walking Dead. Guess what? They're on like fucking 30 right now or something, or 35, something crazy like that. I'm like, I'm glad I stopped. I couldn't have. That's too fucking much, dude. And it's a depressing ass show. A depressing ass story, you know?
Right.
So it's crazy. It's really fucking going to end.
Okay.
Someone says the show's finally about to end. I didn't know that either. Yeah. Okay. AJ. Cool. All right. So Unfocused Weeks?
Yeah.
Actually, let me go first because I forgot. One thing, like AJ, I forgot my Unfocused Week. I watched the Cuphead show on Netflix.
Oh, okay. What'd you think?
I watched the first four episodes.
Oh, four. Okay. You got deep into it then, huh? Yeah, like usually you do like one or two episodes, yeah, and then you probably fall off. You went four.
No, I watched. Well, you know, it's easier too because they're like 10-minute episodes. They're kind of short.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
But dude, it's so good.
That's cool.
I really like it. It's funny. There's some adult humor mixed into it, but right, you know, it's mostly a kid's show. But I guarantee you, no adult will be bored watching this with their kid. They definitely do some things that are gonna make you laugh no matter what, and like. Yeah, it's
everything. Like whole cartoons, like the old cartoons would do anyways, right?
Yeah, it's got a very Looney Tunes vibe, too. Like, you're going to see when you watch it. It's just good, man. It's good. I really like Cuphead. I love the dialogue. I love how they played with the story of the game and, like, made it work in there. You know, I was excited to see the fucking boxing frogs, and I saw them already in the episode four. I'm like, all right, fuck yeah, I fuck with this show.
That's cool. All right, glad to hear it's pretty good.
Yeah. Other than that, Future Unfocused Week, continuing Cuphead. I really like it. Reading those Avengers Forever comics, reading that new X-Men Extinction book I got. I'm gonna watch Baby Driver tonight because everyone I know has seen that movie has told me that I would love it, and I haven't watched it.
I've been wanting to see it too.
Oh, you haven't seen it either?
I haven't seen it either.
Everyone I know says, because they know I like video games, music, and action, and they're like, dude, that movie's made for you. But something about the name was just putting me off, and I didn't want to watch it. And you know what? I'm gonna watch it tonight.
Ever since I saw the trailers and seen it, like, I've always wanted to watch it, but I just never went to go do it.
I think I'm going to do it, man.
All right, do it.
All right. And then other than that, Digimon. Keep wanting to play on my red deck. I really like it, especially now that I fucking got to use Lightning Joust. That's a good-ass card.
Fucking card.
That's a good-ass fucking card. I feel like that could even work in your security control decks if you wanted to. If you had the right hitter, you know?
Like, security control, I don't think is a strong deck this set.
Oh, it's not. I saw someone talking about that, yeah, how this set kind of fucks with it a little bit.
So,
right?
I don't think I'll be doing that anymore.
For now.
And I'll focus more on the hybrid yellow Shine Greymon shit.
Yo, if you do a yellow red, fucking Lightning Joust is yours. McDonald's, man.
You know what has me interested in the fucking hybrid yellow Shine Greymon, though? Is that people play it with purple as a base. Like, you don't digivolve from yellow eggs. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy to me. Like, I want to try that shit just to see what it feels like.
What?
Yeah. You digivolve from your tamers.
Oh, they focus on the hybrid digivolution.
The hybrids, yeah.
Interesting.
Right?
Oh.
Right? Your rookies are your tamers. We can have
that's
just a little tamers.
That's very interesting. I never considered that.
Yeah.
Damn, you keep hitting them in security, that could go really wrong for you.
Exactly.
Oh,
right,
my
too.
God.
Yep. And, you know, yellow likes to recover as well, right?
Yeah. Or, and, dude, if you do some fucking blue shit or some black shit, you'll be gaining a gang of memory every turn, you know, like Sora and Joe.
There's
or
already
Joe
a
and
purple card that does that for you, too, and a yellow something does wow. it for you too, right?
Oh, dude, I can see the business and all that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, more Digimon. You know what? I think I'm finally ready for The Expanse. I'm going to crack into that. Yeah, the last season. I don't want to watch it because I'm like, it's going to be over. But I think it's time to crack into it. It's been out for like a month or two and I haven't watched it. So I think it's time.
Yeah. I started watching Space Force.
Which is it funny?
Yeah, it's pretty. It has like that kind of like kind of quiet, almost like dry humor, like smart like humor type of thing. Kind of like The Office. Yeah, exactly. But but you're like dealing with like military personnel and all that, so you get those military type of jokes, and you get them being super serious, but it's like saying some stupid shit on the side sometimes. Like,
oh, I like that when they take it serious, but they're fucking like saying crazy shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're taking something so silly, but they're talking stupidly about it. It's like, you guys hearing yourselves right now? Like, or you're like, damn, that they can really talk like that, like for reals, and it's funny, you know, like. It's hilarious. And season two just came out after like a couple of years after the first season dropped. So yeah, watching that. So I'll continue to watch that. And then once I'm done with that, I don't know where I'm going to go next. Maybe go look for the rest of My Hero. But I don't think I have a plan right now where to go after this. So we'll see what happens there. And then, yeah, Digimon, more KOF. Probably some more freaking Tetris effects.
Yeah, if you don't have a show to watch, man, if you want a recommendation, I really think you guys would like The Boys. You don't watch that one, right?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
I think you would really like
that. Yeah, maybe one of those that you brought up in the past, yeah.
You know,
so they sound interesting.
Something about the humor of it and, like, the way they're making fun of things, I think you're going to like it, because it's almost like My Hero Academia in a way, but, like, in a dark, like, their take of American superheroes, but more in a dark political way. But it's funny, too. Like, there's funny shit that happens in there, but it's so dark that you're like, should I be laughing at this? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I want to do? I'm probably not going to do it this week, but if you're interested, maybe you want to go do this. I think it's Emerald Knights, because BT7, you know, officially drops this weekend. They're going to have some, but they're also saying for, I think it was $20, any older set as well. So if you buy BT7, you can get one of the older boxes for $20.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. What are you going to do this tomorrow?
Like,
when are we
doing Emerald Knights on Friday, I think is when they're doing it. I'll check it again real quick.
Oh God.
But if you're interested in doing that, I'm not going to do it because I don't have the money for it right now.
I could just get you and you pay me back because that's a ridiculous deal, dude.
But what
that's
I want to do, deal. If they have BT, I want to get a BT1 box and just save it.
Save it?
Save it.
Why?
To sell it off in a few years.
Oh, that's a big market right now. You're right, actually.
Because
for $20?
BT1 is probably going to slowly start dropping off pretty soon.
They're going to stop making it eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, already the starter shit is super expensive because you can't get some starters.
Yeah, that too, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of want to, if I can find a BT1 box somewhere, I kind of want to just go buy it right now and just keep it sealed.
A smart move, actually. Yeah. That's a pretty clever move. Dude, maybe you should do that.
Because I'm not looking for anything out of that set. And if I am, I'll just buy it separately, right?
Yeah, you can buy anything separately.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I want to do if I'm able to.
All right. Well, that was a lengthy, good episode of Unfocused, guys. Thanks for joining us this week. Was there anything else you want to say, AJ?
I got to be clever, sorry.
Unfocused!
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Oh, it's $50, also, not $20. That would have been too broken.
You can message us at unfocused28. We also give you
Wednesday! Fucking missed it! Instagram Wednesday!
Podcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Wednesdays, discord.com/collision28. Emerald Nightsing was actually $50, not $20.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!